Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, regardless, or I should say, irrespective of where you are this very evening, if you are in Biafra land, this very morning, this afternoon, this night, depending on where you are on the surface of the globe. Once again, we announce Radio Biafra PM transmission, which is live and direct to humanity. This is a place where we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have come to do what is right before the throne of heaven and man on this earth. People accuse us of maintaining a rigorously high standard, which in the long run may prove unsustainable because of our very scrupulous approach to this very restoration effort, because we refuse to dine with politicians, because we have refused to become compromised, we have refused to participate in elections in the Zoological Republic. Not now, not ever, will not participate. And also, the fact that we maintain our status as being whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. I will welcome you wherever you are, those of you listening across Biafra land on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, on CHK 88.0 for those of you in River State, also Biafra FM, the ones listening via satellite, those of you who are listening to us this very minute online, be it on radiobiafra.co, indigenous people of Biafra.org, Biafratelevision.co, IPOB.org. We are on RBLworld.tv, RBLworld.tv. We happen to also be on TuneIn. Radio Biafra has its own app. You can download Radio Biafra app. I saw it the other day and I downloaded the one for Windows. We are also on radioforest.net. And if you are lost, which I doubt very much, you will be welcome to also go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, And they will take you to the portals. They will take you to the areas where it will become possible for you to join us this very evening. I will ask you not to listen alone. I will ask you to please tell your friends and your family. Tell those of your neighbors who are around you. You people should congregate around your listening device, around your radio, around the speaker in your factory, as somebody did in China. Wherever you are, we are live, we are direct. We will tell you the things that they will not report to you elsewhere. On Radio Biafra, we'll bring you the type of news that they do not want you to hear. We bring a range of analytical tools and prowess that makes Radio Biafra second to none. That is why some of our listeners refer to Radio Biafra as the finest university on this very earth. It is incredible. We are here this evening once again to continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel, this very message. Some of you may get tired, that is your business, but here it is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Ututu hin habale, morning, noon, and night. We don't stop. It's Biafra. Mecho hin epueba, you get away from here. We don't care. We are not begging anybody. We are not begging anybody at all. If you like, oh, you come. Mama say, Habiala, it's not our business. But Biafra is coming anyway. Because Chukwu Abiama said so. Because Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come to say so. He will not come down from heaven to say anything himself. He will send people. And we are delighted that he asked us to come. That is why we praise him, we honor him, we adore him, we uplift his wonderful and magnificent name. We call him Chukwu Okike. Onye Obioma, Onye Ebere. Chukwu Abiama, we praise thee. We honor your holy name. We magnify your holiness. We offer our thanks and our praise this very evening as we did in the morning, as we did the night before the morning, as we did the morning before the night before the morning, as we will always do for the rest of our lives. Because we will not worship any other thing, no other entity apart from you, because you are God. You are creation. You will accept this praise now, that honor and glory may belong to your name and your name alone, this very moment, onwards and forever. You see? My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, all over the world. In over 88 countries and counting, a reach that is unsurpassed in the history of freedom fighting. A very phenomenal movement of a global nature of immense proportion. That is why anything we want to do, we do it. There is nothing we cannot do. We are formidable, exceptionally formidable. And as I was saying to some people today, it will be better for us to get Biafra when Buhari is in charge, the terrorist. And why is that the case? Buhari came to Owerri. When Owerri fell, he was there. Wouldn't it be very, very nice for us to reclaim our country when an Hausa man is in charge? I think that's the best way to go about it. Because this year we march. Goodness me. Alaga march jiji. When we commence our march, the earth will tremble. Even those in far-flung places will know that the children of God is on the rise. Numu chineka malito gija. That Chukwu Abiama's children are on the rise, and irrepressibly so. Unstoppable. Not now. It started from the beginning. Ojukwu said, no force on this earth can stop Biafra. Some of you did not understand what he was saying. He was saying that Biafra can never be defeated. The fact we are talking about Biafra today means that Biafra was never defeated. And this time around is even sweeter. Because our cousins, our brothers, our sisters from Niger Delta, from South are with us. There was an... I don't know how to describe him. That is a man from Abakiliki. This man, people like him in Ohanaeze are the problem we are having. men of lies and deceit. Do you know what this baboon said? Typical Igbo man, of course. What do you expect? Well, one of them, not us. And that is the type of news that Vanguard newspaper will carry by force. If you solicit for it or not, they will carry it immediately. Vanguard newspaper, which is controlled by Yoruba people, are writing today and saying that one man from Ebonyi is asking Asare Dokobo not to drag Ndibo into his propaganda. Minister under Buhari. And we are here to make it very, very clear that Asare Dokobo was speaking for every Biafran. Igbo, Efik, Ibibio, Ejo, Isoko, Ishekiri, Urobo, Egala, Ebanke, all the way to Idoma. Everybody is being spoken for. In that very statement released by Niger Delta militants, they were speaking for everybody. Every Biafran, I said. You must commend them for their courage. Some of you don't know. This idiot and his type in Ebonyi State, in Abakaliki, like in Dioshi, those who are not ashamed to be serving people that drive cattle, men without shame, covered with dishonor. We are here to make it very clear. We know the newspapers will not publish it, but Radio Biafra is going to the whole world. So we are making it known to this very fool. You can say for you and your Awasa wife and Islamic school in Afibo, Asare Dokobo may not be speaking for you, but he was speaking for us. For your information, he was speaking for us. IPOB all over the world. He was speaking for us because we are Biafra. We support the very fact that Awasa Fulani combined with Yoruba to remove Jonathan from power. That they may remain there forever and ever. Because oil renewal is coming up. Now you are looking for maybe Gateman somewhere close to Asorok. And you want to call it favor. That is why I tell you sometimes Igbo men, they make me want to vomit. No honor. No integrity. No shame. When we go into the news headlines and the details, I shall explain the antics of this particular baboon so that you will begin to appreciate. Anytime I tell you that something is bad, that thing is evil. If I tell you something is bad, that thing is patently evil. Go forward, back, left and right. It doesn't matter. Once we proclaim it on Radio Biafra, do you see this person? Do you see this institution that they are bad? They are bad. And there was a statement attributed to Father Mbaka, which I'm sure that he needs to come out to debunk. Because if Mbaka said that, then Mbaka is in very serious trouble. With us, that is. You know, here we don't tolerate nonsense. We don't give a damn who somebody is. We don't give a toss who the person is. We speak the truth. If what we are hearing Mbaka said about Buhari is correct, then Mbaka is not one of us. I don't like hypocrites. And Mbaka need to understand that. I don't give a damn if people in any good don't listen to radio. But if you don't like the truth, it's just whoever. I don't just care. People close to Mbaka should get him to clarify what is being circulated, that he's advising Buhari. If that is the case, Mbaka is treading on or skating on very thin ice, I can tell you that. It better not be true. We continue. This evening we shall present our news headlines and a community news summary, of course, as we do here on Radio Biafra. Our service to our country is unstoppable. Not just as the director of Radio Biafra, but as a faithful and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. So help me, Chukwu Abiama. This evening, this gospel will be preached as we do always. We will continue to let mankind know, to let humanity understand the essence and the level of discipline required to prosecute a monumental effort of this magnitude. Monumental, I say. But we are going to prevail. Because in the end, we always win. And this time around, we will win. Atulegu. Don't be afraid. The unity of South, South, and Southeast is about to be completed. In the next few days, the unity will be sealed, completely sealed and watertight, even airtight. Awosa can never penetrate again. In the next few days, Awosa will never, ever again be able to penetrate us. Never again. We have rediscovered ourselves. As one very beautiful lady once sang, you know, it was only when I became an adult that I realized what, I've forgotten her name, Ijele, that woman that sang Ijele. I've forgotten her, I need to know her. Someone remind me of her name. In part of her lyrics, she said, do you know why she sang that song? Because Awusa Fulani have devastated our lands. They have carved out part of Ohajegbom and put it in River State. They have taken Anioma from us. Said it is Bendel. Everything was being taken from us. She said to us, those of you who are left, Anambra Nimo, remember that you are one. Urubumune, you must remember you are one. Before they tell us that Imo then belonged to part of Efikunos. Now, Niger Delta has come to the realization that we are one. We want to close that door through which Awosa Fulani comes into our lives and shut it forever and ever. And with the closure of that door, Biafra comes ever closer. The door will be shut in the next few days. In the next few days, my only advice to them is to be wary of people that serve the zoo claiming they are coming down for negotiation. I would not meet them. You are serving Nigeria. Or Gage, Nagara, Nigeria. And you are coming and saying you want to be part of us behind closed doors. You have never mentioned Biafra in public before. And you are coming through the back door to negotiate the unity of South and Southeast. No, I will not accept you. And I've made that very clear to them. I won't accept his presence. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We need people who are hardcore. Those that have been mentioning Biafra and liberation from day one. Not later on you convert. We don't want that. So tomorrow you go and sell the information and collect money. In Ndioshi. We don't want that for people. Please, Asare Dokobo, all of you in Niger Delta, issuing the statements regarding the demise of Jonathan and the pattern of voting, which would have made it impossible for anybody to win anywhere, apart from Buhari. You have the support 100% accurate of every Biafran around the world. Igbo men who are thieves will speak. Yoruba criminal newspapers will write. That is their job, to put in confusion. Our printing press is getting ready. Very soon our own newspaper will come out. The Herald will come to herald a new dawn for Biafra. We will lambast Chineke Menanyebere. We are going to deal with Yoruba newspapers. And this newspaper is going to be free. You wake up in the morning outside your door, you will see a newspaper. Free, because if we ask vendors to sell them, they will send SSS to clamp down upon them. So, we are going to make sure the Biafran Herald is free. If you have not been contributing before, you better start now. You know, the things we do here are very novel, unrepeatable by anybody else. Our printing press will be up and running very, very shortly. Our newspapers will be free. And I'm sure you know what that means. It means that all of you will fund it. So if you contribute every morning, you will see a newspaper in front of your house. So we give you the latest news on everything happening and educate you inside that very paper. Because Awosa will go to a useless Igbo man going to Arabic school. The children are in Kotangola. They will talk rubbish. They will write and say, oh, Igbo people are saying, I said I shouldn't speak for them. Who told you that? Have you not been listening to Radio Biafra? He is speaking for us. He is speaking for us, I said. Some of you don't recognize a very good speech or a strategic speech when you see one, but we do. And we are here to tell you. Our lines will open as usual, and when it does open, the number to call will not change the same. And that very number is 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We also have our inquiry line. Sometimes it's too busy. You must bear with us. 090-907-2 90907-76589. 090-907-76589. Our Viber is here. So also is our WhatsApp, +447831308376. +447831308376. Our universal line will be switched on. If it will work, I do not know. But we shall try all the same. And it is simply +442081339976. We are live, we are direct. We are in the Zoological Republic, presided over by a terrorist. Today the BBC interviewed the terrorist. A terrorist president. The animals and the monkeys in the zoo have broken a world record. The only country in the world to actively elect a terrorist. Or that rigged a terrorist into power. Amazing. You monkeys and baboons should clap for yourselves. The only country in the world to actively elect a terrorist as a president. The baboons and the monkeys of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We continue. We must continue. The die is cast, you know, that after the 28th of April, that the zoo is broken, never to be mended again. You understand that very well, don't you? It can never, ever, ever be fixed again. Thank you very much, Matthew Atama. It is Teresa Onwaha. That is her name. If you remember that song, was reminding, because that time they wanted to start segregating. She told us, because all your other relatives, they've taken them. They have taken a job from you. They took Ishekili, they took Isoko, they took Urobo from you. They said you are not one with them. They even took Anioma from us. They said they are not one. They went and they took Efik, they took Ibibio. Forgetting that Ibibio is the closest blood relatives we have. Because Ibibio means Ibonta. That's the meaning of it. Ibibio means Ibonta. Kwa Ibo means a branch of Ibo. That's the meaning of it. Even the word Akwa Ibom, that is the meaning of it. For your information, we are one people. They took everything from us. The only ones left holding the flag was Imo and Anambra. And Teresa Onwaha sang and said, you are one people. Don't let them divide you anymore. Today, we are saying to Niger Delta, to South South, that we are one. And we also thank them for not marching. We congratulate them for not marching yet, because we will march together. We will march together at the right time. Under the banner of Biafra. That is how we win. Any other banner, we fail. And I remind them this evening that the man who brought that name back to life is an Ijo man, not an Igbo man. It was an Ijo man that revived the word Biafra, not an Igbo man, for your information. And that is the banner we carry into battle with us. Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. As one. Then when we come back, we can become as autonomous as we want. If I don't want you to come to my village, I'll ask you not to come. If you want us to be autonomous, even in our mother's kitchen, we can autonomize inside our mother's kitchen. But as a fighting force to go and take what belongs to us from the enemy, we must be one. When we come back, we divide. No problem about that. This Radio Biafra, the world is listening. Even Obama listens to Radio Biafra. I said, everybody. Now, Jonathan will have time to understand. Somebody who is not well equipped with the intellect or knowledge was challenging me on WhatsApp and saying that I was castigating Ifajuna for working with politicians, that I admitted this morning that I gave advice to Jonathan. I said, that is why you're a black monkey. Because you don't reason. Advice I gave Jonathan was to lead to Biafra in the open and in secret. What I say in secret, I said in the open. So how do you think that asking Jonathan not to sack Stella Odua is somehow working with Jonathan for Nigeria? Are you hopeless? Are you foolish? The only person who tried to convert Enugu Airport into an international airport, which I was thwarted. Can't you see it? Oh, some people are really, really ignorant. Very, very ignorant. And I feel sorry for them. Once again, we are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God here. I will now proceed. I don't know where barrister is. The line that the barrister would have called me with is not here, but barrister, please, if you can come to me, I will be most grateful. Very, very grateful, please. Very, very grateful. Fulani headsmen are killing everyone. Their brother is in charge now. Do you know 25 people died celebrating Buhari's victory? 25 died celebrating the terrorist victory. Buhari went into office with 25 lives lost. The only place in the world where even jubilation turns to mourning and sorrow. Only in the zoo. Where a terrorist... I don't know how to... The title... How did I got to say it? Is it the chief of... is it what they call it? Is it a commander-in-chief? Or the terrorist-in-chief? Because he's commanding Boko Haram forces as well. Is it the terrorist-in-chief? Or commander-in-chief? Which one is it? I know the one I prefer. It's more like terrorist-in-chief. America sat back and watched a terrorist become a president. And he did not give interviews. He went to thank Britain. He gave his interview to BBC. We must continue with our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very evening. The evening of the second day of April in the year of our Lord, 2015. The time now is 27 to 9 p.m. here in Biafra land where we are. I don't hear people again saying you are in London. I don't hear you say that again, do I? No. And oh my goodness, oh God in heaven, God in heaven. The Nigerian SSS came to my house today in the village. I don't know if I've told you that. Oh my God, 5 of them came to my house, sent by Buhari to come to my house to speak to my parents. God. Hey, and they were asking after me, Chaya, Ewo, Ndo, Ndo, is barrister with me? I'm telling the whole world, barrister, that Buhari sent SSS to my house today in the village. And they met my parents. My goodness me. My goodness me. We continue our fight and our effort. And I thought they would have come with armored cars and tanks. Only 5 of them came. Later on, I will tell the Directorate of State what they actually said. They make me laugh. We expose everything. Buhari, if you send people to my house again, I will mention their names live on air for your information. Don't try that nonsense with us. I have not sent anybody to your daughter. I know her hostel where she's staying. Because I believe in an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I've told you that before. If you like, you can try. Mad, mad, insane people. Trying to use... They are the believer. I will sacrifice everything. I will sacrifice my family, everything I have to get Biafra. I don't think you can do the same to sustain one Nigeria, can you? Don't underestimate our madness. I am insane. I need you to understand that. I am insane. I will sacrifice everything, including my son. I will give the war anything they want, I'll give to them. To make sure that Biafra comes. Will you sacrifice your family for one Nigeria? Ask yourself that question before you send other idiots to my place. Because if they come again, they may not go back. I'm telling you that now. Don't try it again. This morning, these bastards came to my house. Mad people in the village. In the era. Insane human beings. They are mad. They don't know who we are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And even Chukwu Abiama in heaven is with us. And he has to be because he has us to come. Chukwu Abiama is an Yosi. And Ozia Kaina Basaro Wanine. We must spread this gospel. We don't give a damn who is upset. Inconsequential. As long as we preach the truth on this very platform. We must continue. We are live and we are direct. Buhari, I am not a Wazurike. I cannot be bought. I cannot be bought. So I warned you, if you come, I will expose you.
All the useless offer that they have something for me, a good offer. Check it out, no condara and dioshi.
They came to my house on the other one to make an offer. Chukwa biama pa unok. Mad people. Do I look like Ifajuna to you? If I want a car, one Biafran as a motor, immediately I don't have problem with that. What am I looking for? Who, what do you have to bribe me with my own oil money? You are sick in the head, in the ara. I want Biafra. Or we will all die here. Just note that very carefully. Asare Dokobo, by way of headlines this evening, Asare Dokobo told to leave Ndibo alone in his propaganda. A typical Igbo man's speak. They have been reduced to a status of beggars. Igbo men. What is that foul with the red crown? Can you hear yourself? Okroba. Abari to Okroba. Anyone who direction on the other one with red cap, mad people. The barrister has come to me and I will not go to him. Barrister, I presume that you can hear me. Is that correct?
Absolutely, director.
You are welcome to this program and my delight and pleasure to have you. Very accomplished and very eminent barrister. I'm having you this evening on a day that Buhari sent some people to my house. Please go ahead.
Oh, gosh. Director, good evening.
Good evening, barrister.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Director, I always wait for your prelude before I can even call in, because sometimes your introduction is, it carries more messages than even the message you tell us. So I wait for the first intercourse of your news, then when I come, and then follows the news and analysis. Director, anybody can send anybody to anybody, but they will not succeed. Chukwa Biama is our witness. He ordained that we should carry on this message. And this message will be preached far and wide. This message should be preached to everywhere, even in the heavens and earth beyond. We are not afraid. As I have said many times, man, woman can only die but once. Pursue what you believe to be your core argument in any particular judgment. If this belongs to you, you follow it to infinity, knowing fully well that you're justified to what you're looking for. Somebody came to your house, remove your parents, remove everybody in your family, in your household, and you're coming back into the same house where you were born, and you're afraid to go back. Why? Are you an alien individual to come back into your house or into your compound? This is all of you should have in mind. You are going back to where you were born. You are not a stranger in your own house. And anybody that sees what belongs to him or her, and you keep looking back, that particular abode does not belong to you. Dear friends, we are convinced that we are going back to our father's land, where we came from. None of you should ever be afraid to reclaim what belongs to you. It's yours. It's your shrine. It's your castle. It's your entity. Why should you look back to go to the house that you built or the house where you were born? What should be your fear? That somebody comes to your house with terror, with menace, gun, or force to oust you? Can you do the same thing to go and ask that particular individual? Because they even be more afraid of you, because where they are camping does not belong to them. It's yours. Why should you be afraid? Take what belongs to you back. All of you, we advise you. We tell you to remain resolute. This is the beginning of Biafra restoration. We agreed on here. There will not be any more election in Biafra land, except the one conducted by Biafra themselves. We are of age. Nobody can tell us how to do economy. Nobody can tell you how to self-govern or self-determine yourselves. What is the population of Biafra? Biafra is bigger than 6-7 countries put together. And when you go to Europe, you have 2 million, you have 3 million. They are self-governing themselves. What are we afraid of? Something that belongs to you. Why can't you go back to it? Why? Dear friends, wherever you are, gear yourself up. What you have to understand is this. Whether you like it or not, Biafra is coming. If you are afraid taking Biafra back, you'll be one of the casualties and you won't like it. Take what belongs to you. That is our principal headline this evening and every other evening that is preceding. Good evening, welcome. I'm here.
Thank you, barrister. Accomplished and eminent barrister and attorney at law. Thank you very much for that, barrister members who joined us all the way from London this very evening. I am in Biafra land, the sceptered land, the holy land that Chukwu Abiama gave to our ancestors for their habitation and also to worship him in truth and in every honesty. I welcome each and every one of you once again. That this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is 17 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. And we are reaching out to humanity via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, CHK 88.0 in Iguacha, also Biafra FM. Hi. Things are happening, I can tell you that. Things are happening and they are immense. Immense things are happening. Please remind me, I need to call our brother Chika. I forgot this afternoon, I was so busy. Remind me, I need to call him. Chika is the man that gave us that... Oh my goodness me. He financed CHK brand of FM station. One single individual. To the tune of millions upon millions of naira. One single human being. When you pray for us, you also pray for him. His name is Chika. That is why it is called CHK. He is very, very magnanimous and a philanthropist extraordinaire. And he also gave me a car. Is that correct? My goodness me. Namgoziege. This is Radio Biafra. Asare Dokubo told to leave Ndibo alone in his propaganda. The same way we ask Buhari to just go. Gachi wapa namu nuna achibu ambu, leave us alone. Gake echiwa namage, leave us alone. We were free until the white man came. The evil of the British handed us over to those that drive cattle from place to place. They drink the blood of cattle and the milk, not even the meat. They only started eating meat when they met our people. Before that, our salmon never ate any meat. They only drank the blood of cattle and the milk. Ask anybody. We continue. A useless Igbo man has spoken. Very, very useless. And Vanguard will carry it because it is Yoruba. They want to discredit him. You know, they're very clever. They never knew we are coming. They are very, very clever people. They have a way of doing things. They never knew we are coming. But we have come. That the will of heaven may prevail on this very earth. A useless Igbo man from Ebonyi has spoken. Not for us. Because we, Biafrans, have reiterated our determination to make sure we stand side by side with our people. Earlier this very morning, I brought us information and news relating or regarding Oluwada Ikuano, who died on this day in 1797, the foremost scholar and academic from Black Africa, preeminent. No longer will Yoruba tell you that they saw Western education first. Is a lie. This man saw Western education before any Yoruba man. And he is a Biafran. Nigerian billionaires visit President-elect General Muhammadu Buhari. We brought this news in the morning. We are doing so again this evening because somebody wrote to me and said, and gave me a list of billionaires. He wrote, Ojo Zokal, is he a billionaire in foreign currency? No. You people, you love lies indeed. I said billionaires in foreign currency, not in the worthless naira. Billionaires in foreign currency. That is what I am talking about. Billionaires in foreign currency is what I mean. We continue. We must continue. Fulani insurgents raid Benue, killing 31 people. Because you have a terrorist as a president, they will continue to kill. They will continue to kill people. Every blessed day, they will kill. People at Enugu are not listening to Radio Biafra. What on earth is that Enugu is giving me? It is behaving exactly how unreliable, even during the war. Enugu fell within 3 months. The fastest fall of any capital in the history of modern warfare or liberation struggle. The only station that goes on and off is Enugu. Why is that? Is there anything wrong with Enugu? Huh? Can somebody please find out what is wrong with Enugu station? I need update on that. Enugu is proving unstable. Before people will start saying that Enugu people are unstable, that is why. It is only their station that is wobbling. Every other station is okay. Apart from Enugu. Ha. Oh? Fulani insurgents raid Benue again and kill 31 people. Monarch has now run away from his home and lost his crown as hoodlums sack palace. Welcome to the zoo. Monkeys and baboons everywhere. Ndi Igbo should target permanent secretary position. Na Abuja. Igbo people are so inconsequential, so irrelevant, that they are begging for the permanent secretary at Asorok. So that our Saman can allow them to be writing. Please, can we write for you? According to a House of Reps member, Ndi Igbo should be targeting Secretary General of Buhari's office. Oh yeah. Surround yourself with the right people, Mbaka tells Buhari. Mbaka is advising Buhari, which means that Mbaka is tainted, if this is correct, and should not be relied upon. Mbaka has 48 hours to repudiate this nonsense. I don't like people that play with words. I don't like it. Call a spade a spade. It seems to me that Mbaka was supporting Buhari after all, from this comment here. And if that is the case, he has derailed. Believe you me, he has. I hope it's not correct. I hope this is a fabricated statement that is not correct. Because if it is, then Mbaka is no longer one of us. I can tell you that. Buhari have now snubbed the monkeys and the baboons of the zoo media and has done his interview with BBC, their beloved son. The terrorist has won. He gave his interview to BBC. Everything, every power Awasa has today comes from the British. The British love Muslims. It is in their nature. The British, they love Islam. But they brought you the Bible, Akukwonso, King James Version, Ndiushi. Turned everything upside down. Turned the word of God upside down. At the end of it, we are now worshipping God. And if it's heresy, most of you that go to church, what you worship is a white man's idol. That is a fact. Only Chukwuabiamah should be worshipped. Islamist gunmen dead after attack at Kenya College killed 70. Islam, they have killed 70 in Kenya. Islam. That, oh my God in heaven. You don't anywhere. It's too late. Will Africa learn? The answer is no. You know, you've not met a wicked and an ignorant black person. That is the most wicked set of human being to meet. Ohaneze have now commented on Buhari's victory. Have they spoken during election time? Anachebogerege. Ohaneze and their throne and Diyoshi. Ebogerege hanos ye. With their stupid red caps. Useless men without honor. Hopeless men without courage or conviction. The terrorist victory was being celebrated and 25 people died in the process. What a way to welcome a terrorist into office. As soon as the terrorist was elected, 25 people died instantly in celebration. The only place such a thing can happen in the world. People celebrate, and in the zoo, people die to mark the day that a terrorist took over. Somebody who vowed to kill all of you. A full-time terrorist. A nightmare on campus, according to The Economist. Somali militants, Islamic militants, have now gone into the university and have killed so many. Welcome to Africa. I'm sure Obama is supporting them. I don't know what Obama may have given to them. I mean the terrorists. Because Obama seems to be aiding and abetting, which is very, very sad indeed. That is why today, at the gates of Damascus, ISIS is at the gate of Damascus. At the gate of Damascus. Extremely sad indeed. Now the news in greater detail. Once again, we are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. Everything about the zoo is awful. Everything about the zoo is death, mayhem, and deprivation. Isn't it funny that when they send these idiots to go to people's houses, they go? The useless, wretched SSS man and the officer. We are fighting for freedom for you. But because of you need to buy Indomie, 15 naira to eat. When the order comes from above to do something, you do it. Anyway, you are black. I don't blame you. Black monkeys everywhere. We are not for sale, Buhari. Don't send anybody to our houses, please. Anymore. We are not for sale. Because we are incorruptible. There are Igbo people you can buy. There are other Biafran people you can go and purchase. We are unpurchasable. You cannot. Because there is nothing we want we cannot have. There is nothing I want I cannot have. Anything I want I have. Because there are hardcore Biafrans. Hardcore. That believe in this very message of redemption. And they will always support. Okwahanka, one country at 200 euro in 2 months. And akweli. The news in greater detail on this very day. The Ebonyi State Chairman of the Progressives People's Alliance, PPA, Honorable Samuel, or Dishonorable Samuel Udog, today cautioned the leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, NDPVF Alhaji Mujahideen, Asari Dokobo, to desist from using the Igbo ethnic nationality to settle his cause with the North and the Southwestern Nigeria. Igbo ethnic nationality. What a farce. I understand that people from Ebonyi mix with Hausa people. Is that correct? Too much. Ebonyi have mixed with Hausa. I don't even know if this man speaking, if the father is Hausa or not. He is talking about Igbo ethnic nationality. Asare Dokobo is from River State, is that correct? Ijaw, River Ijaw, that's what I mean. Not Bayelsa. This man is talking about Igbo ethnic nationality. Is Asare Dokobo not Igbo? Let us go back to the region where we all started from. Everybody in Biafra is Igbo. Or was Igbo at one point or the other. We migrated. There's something called migration. Anaphobia. As people are expanding, if you want to marry, they give you land further away from your father's compound. The first son stays in the house, and people kept expanding. And they kept expanding. That's how we kept propagating. Can you tell me about this Igbo ethnic nationality? These people who didn't go to school, talking rubbish. What do you mean by Igbo ethnic nationality? Which nationality is that? Eh? Is it the Igbo people at Ndoni? Or those at Ebanke? What not? If people come up with, I can't understand why people hear something, they just pick it up and they be talking rubbish. He says he's an honorable man, or dishonorable as the case may be. He's the chairman of PPA in Ebonyi. PPA was founded by Ojo Zokalo. Ojo Zokalo is an Awosa slave. Ojo Zokalo is an Awosa servant. It doesn't surprise me at all. Sari Dokobo speaks for everybody in Biafra land. Maybe not for you Igbo cowards, but he speaks for every genuine hardcore Biafran. And my suggestion to Asari is that when you speak, mention Biafra and they'll run away. Don't say Igbo anymore. In a statement issued in Abakiliki, very close to Afikbo, the Islamic capital in Biafra land, the chairman who stressed that Ndibo, we are not enemies to the north or west. Are you not enemies to the north and to the west? Yeah. We are enemies to the north. We are enemies to the west. We are enemies to every baboon and monkey called a Nigerian. We don't like you people. Go and stay on your own. Ganon Gomun. You don't understand, do you? We will make you here on Radio Biafra and IPOB as the representative of our people all over the world. Ndi Igbo, according to this baboon speaking from Ebonyi, he added that Ndi Igbo, we are not biased over the victory of the terrorist, but are satisfied with the results as declared by the Independent National Electoral Commission. Since when did he become psychophants? But of course, him and he had gone a Buddha. Hunger and deprivation. And an Igbo man will start talking like a weasel. On the National Assembly election conducted in the state, the party emphasized that the outcome of the election substantially met the INEC laws, except in some areas in Ebonyi South, senatorial zone of the state. It is now timely to warn the leader of the Niger Delta People Volunteer Force to desist from using the Igbo ethnic nationality to settle his cause. And we are saying that this particular idiot doesn't speak for the Igbo either. Do you know who he was before? He's a nobody. He doesn't speak for anybody here. And people must understand that Igbo people are very, very hungry these days. Very, very wretched and hungry. If you give them 500 naira and ask them to go and kidnap somebody for you, they will do it. If you park bus now, a coaster bus, and ask them to go in, to go and do Oshebe work for you at 1,000 naira, the bus will, in fact, they will be begging to cut down the price. People are very hungry here. This man does not speak for Igbo people. If you are from Ebonyi State and this man is related to you, please ask him to stop making a fool of himself and a fool of the people of Ebonyi, or ostensibly those of you from Abakiliki. His name is Prince, or Samuel Udogo is his name. He's a very hopeless man. They are coming out now to look for contract to say something so that Buhari can notice them. Mad people. Earlier this morning, we reported about this very man. He is a writer and abolitionist and former slave, Oluwade Kwaino, who was responsible for writing one of the earliest accounts of the intercontinental slave trade and became a highly visible proponent of the British slavery abolitionist movement. On this day, the second day of April in 1797, Ekwueno died in London. A full 10 years afterwards, slavery was abolished because of the work that he did. There were some things he wrote down here, which I read this very morning, which I am also obliged to read this evening. I was born in the year 1745 in a charming, fruitful village named Isaka. The distance of this province from the capital of Benin and the sea coast must be very considerable, which means that Benin was very far from them. For I had never heard of white men or Europeans, nor of the sea, and our subjection to the king of Benin was little more than nominal, for every transaction of the government, as far as my slender observation extended, was conducted by the chiefs or elders of the village. The manners and government of a people who have little commerce with other countries are generally very simple, and the history of what passes in one family or village may serve as a specimen of a nation, in other words, autonomy. I think he must have come from Isoko. Don't you think so? He said Isaka, and he made reference to Benin influence And he also said, although Benin was his reference point, so I think it must be Sogo, which the white man must have changed over time, because he was writing this thing in the 1770, 1770 or thereabout. You know, our names change from Igbo Binuzo to Igbozo to Ibuzo. Basically, it will just be BZ. They'll cut it down to only BZ. Who knows? I believe it's from Isoko, around the Isoko area, because he said Isaka here and not far from Benin. Isaka. Isaka. There's a place called Isaka. Are you serious? In Biafran? In Bayelsa? Isaka. So there's Isaka in Bayelsa. It is the reference to Benin that caught my eye. That although you know that some of them, if you go to Shekiri, you see them wearing a bead like Benin. You know, we copy everything. It's like Ashebi. Have you not copied Ashebi now? You to sew uniform. Is that correct? In the next 50 years, they'll say Ashebi is Igbo tradition. Because of that, some of you are from Yoruba land. That is why some of the Benin bead that you can see, some of you, are you wearing one? Is even wearing one here in the studio. Calaria. No, we didn't copy it. We had it as well. They had it too. We had our bead here. We had it here. And we must continue. We are live and we are direct on this Radio Biafra, of course. And very soon, other people will be reading this news, and so I can rest and just analyze and present. Business and politics go hand in hand. Pictures have emerged of Nigerian billionaires Aliko Dangote, Adewale Tinubu, and Femi Otedola visiting President-elect General Muhammadu Buhari hours after his victory in the 2015 polls. And I announced in the morning that we don't have Igbo billionaires. Somebody sent me a list, including Ojo Zokal. I said a billionaire in dollars, please, not in Naira. Is there any billionaire from Niger Delta? Do you know of anyone? Don't tell me Don Etiebet, because he's an errand boy. He's not a billionaire. Is a contractor from the house. Any billionaire? There is nobody from there who's a billionaire. None whatsoever. But how was that they have billionaires? How was that? Do you have oil in your place? The answer is no. No, capital no is the answer to that. We must continue. Shell have now shut down their flow station in Bayelsa due to fear of attack. And about time as well. But please do not march until we can take on this very army and kill it, please. Don't march. Yet. Fulani insurgents raid Benue village and kill 31 people again. The attack, which cut across three wards of Turan, Tombo, and Sever, were carried out simultaneously between 5 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. Everywhere they slaughtered people. I was Fulani. The only thing they know how to do is to kill. Now that their master is in power, the terrorist is in power, they now have the license to do as they please. Fulani insurgents on Wednesday, only yesterday, again attacked and raided villages in Logologom area of Benue State, killing about 31 persons in the process. The attacks, which cut across three wards of Turan, Tombo, and Sever, were carried out at the same time, 5 a.m. and 5:30, simultaneously slaughtering innocent people who were sleeping. The incident took place less than 3 weeks after Fulani insurgents attacked Agatu LGA of the state and killed about 85 persons. According to a witness, Tema Dukan, who spoke with Daily Independent on phone, the attack was the worst because it claimed the lives of more women and children than ever. Welcome to the zoo. And Britain and Obama are busy telling you everything is okay, it's fine in the zoo. 31 people are dead. Who killed them? Buhari's people. Fulani. People from Buhari's village. They are killers and murderers, and now the terrorist is the president. Has he brought his certificate? Jonathan gave to him. Jega, the one Jega gave him. Buhari, where is that certificate? The zoo. Monkeys and baboons. A country to elect somebody who broke the law. What did the law say? You must have a certificate. That means if you're seeking to contest with that certificate, you have broken the law. A lawbreaker and a terrorist is now a president. Amazing stuff. Only monkeys and baboons could have come up with such a nonsensical nonsense. The Alagba of Agba, Oba Rufus Ogunwole, narrowly escaped death as hoodlums invaded, I would say monkeys and baboons, invaded his palace and vandalized the building before destroying vehicles parked within premises, among other important items. It's been gathered that the hoodlums first stormed the palace on Wednesday evening and went back later after destroying some valuables. Not satisfied with the level of destruction at their first attempt, the miscreants, who were identified to be operating under the name of Odoru, which literally means night youth, returned to complete the destruction of the palace. The youths, according to a palace source, scattered away a crown, beaded walking stick, and other paraphernalia of office of the monarch before they went away. Welcome to the zoo. A member of the Federal House of Representatives, Peter Ede, says indeed we should start aiming for top positions in the country, such as secretary to the government of the federation. Hey, how the mighty has fallen. House of Reps member, they should aim for the top positions. And I was thinking maybe Senate president or maybe Speaker of the House. They said they should go and look for the secretary to the government. God. Dear, he had a people without shame. No shame whatsoever. Since it has become clear, he continued to say, that they have lost core leadership positions in the National Assembly. No Igbo man is at the top place in the Arawarawo. They are doing one Nigeria. He stated this on Thursday against the backdrop that the APC will have the majority in the next National Assembly, and no Southeast APC member won a seat in Saturday's Senatorial and House of Reps elections. According to him, since the nation's president and vice lords have gone to Northwest and Southwest zones respectively, the Senate president should go to the Southeast zone, but stated that such won't be possible as the rules governing NAS stipulates that only ranking members assume leadership of both chambers. Only ranking members assume leadership of both chambers. No Igbo man anywhere. They should be looking for secretary or cleaner to Asorok, the head cleaner at Asorok. The fiery Catholic priest, Reverend Fadejike Mbaka of the Adoration Ministry Enugu, has congratulated General Muhammadu Buhari on his victory in the March 28th presidential election. Mbaka, whose New Year message from good luck to bad luck became a major talking point during the campaigns for election, said Buhari emergence was a divine victory for all Nigerians. Are you listening? Mbaka is not a Biafran. He said it here, no? He rang them to say it. It is here. That's what he said. He rang them to say it. Yoruba newspaper. Mbaka is not a Biafran. I don't want anybody coming and ringing and saying, go and watch his sermon in 2003. That is rubbish. He said this one today. Not 2003. Speaking through his spokesman, Maximus Ugoke, Mbaka also noted that Buhari's victory was a fulfillment of his prophecy in the New Year message. So Mbaka was campaigning for Buhari all along, as some people all alleged, and we castigated them here. And I apologize to those people. I apologize to them because I got it wrong. Mbaka was supporting Buhari all along. My goodness me. Igbo people will always be Igbo, isn't it? However, he urged the president-elect to seek divine wisdom before appointing people who will work with him. According to him, President Goodluck Jonathan's biggest problem was that he surrounded himself with the wrong people. Mbaka advised Buhari to avoid making the same mistake. According to Mbaka's spokesperson, which is more like the Mbaka speaking, it is with vindictive joy and glory to God that the Adoration Ministry, the nation, and indeed the world saw the fulfillment of Father Mbaka's New Year prophecy of change with the miraculous, victorious emergence of General Muhammadu Buhari at the March 28th polls as the president-elect of the Federation of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Inconsistency. Eh? Are you following what we are reading here, Tom? Indeed. Ibo. Ibo people. IGBO. I'm going to move now. You will have one to pass. IGBO. When somebody goes, I'm an Ibo man. She grabbed up our courses. It was when you knew. The only thing we have left is Biafra and Chukwa Biama. Once you don't know Chukwa Biama, you don't know Biafra, you are nothing. Biafra is the... Do you know how dangerous Satan is? Satan could not even leave Biafra alone. Satan had to contaminate Biafra. So before we even present Biafra, we have to clean it up first. Who brought that disease of contamination? The Ifajuna of our time, Rafael Owasurike, Onyoshi, a thief. I was hoping on Father Mbaka. People said he was nice, meet him, do this, do that. I'm going to hug you, I will read what Mbaka said, so you know what you are from. That the man is a joker. Leave Mbaka alone. I can't leave him alone. He has lied to our people. He has deceived. He was not consistent. When you want to liberate people, you remain consistent. You don't change. This is what Mbaka said. It's a lie. It's copied. It is the truth. Because if you doubt it, go and ask Maximus Ugwoke. And I read. These are the people telling me they believe in Biafra. Chineke na mena nyebri. Chukwa abia mena kwando. It is with vindictive joy. Do you know what is vindictive joy? Jonathan. I am vindictive in my victory. And joy because Jonathan lost, so I am happy. That's what Mbaka is saying. It is with vindictive joy and glory to God that the adoration ministry, the nation, and indeed the world saw the fulfillment of Father Mbaka's New Year's prophecy of change with the miraculous. He is calling the emergence of a terrorist miraculous. The miraculous victorious emergence of General Muhammadu Buhari at the March 28 polls as the president-elect of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Oh, God. Ndebo. This burden is much. Oh, when you get the GDS, it's not mad. After a while, they disappoint you. You are holding on to the No, can you see why people sometimes they struggle to believe us? After looking at other people, they say, "Anya hugi hambo." We've seen all these things before now. Oh, we've seen it before. If you tell me that Mbaka can come out claiming he's a Biafran, believes in Biafra, and some people will have me believe, then go behind the door and be campaigning for Buhari, praying for Buhari, saying it is vindictive joy, and his Mbanana, it's not correct. Mbaka is not a Biafran. Anybody saying Mbaka is a Biafran, you need to go and see a doctor because your brain is not correct. After what Mbaka said, you are not well. Mbaka is not a Biafran. Buhari snubs Nigerian media houses, does his first post-victory interview with BBC. Here, as we said before, if you behave well, we praise you. If you mess up, and negotiate a Ghana, we don't care who you are. Mbaka, as of this evening, is not a Biafran. He's a Nigerian. Yeah, I'm a Nigerian. Mbaka is not a Biafran. Go and look at... I only condemn people with what comes out of their mouth. What did Mbaka say? It is with vindictive joy. He is celebrating the election of that God brought Buhari. That's what he's saying. A terrorist. So you're telling me that Chukwu Abiam will bring a terrorist. My goodness. Muhammadu Buhari, the Zeus president-elect, seems to have snubbed media houses within the zoo. He hopes to take over come May 29, 2015. Buhari reportedly gave his first post-victory interview to the BBC because the BBC and the British put him in power.
They don't, they like Hausa, British, or they don't play with Hausa people. Because they are Muslims. The British are Muslims, covert Muslims. That's who they are. A woman is being helped away from the building where she had been held hostage on Thursday, April the 2nd, at Garissa University College in Garissa, Kenya. At least 70 people were killed by Muslims when a swarm of gunmen stormed the university before dawn, according to officials. AGK Mbaka, the man that you are praising as the president of the zoo, the religion that he belongs to, they are the ones now killing people all over the place. AGK Mbaka, did you not hear that Buhari opened his mouth to say that he will make the zoo ungovernable? Did you not hear Buhari admit that he is the sponsor of Boko Haram by saying that if you tamper with Boko Haram, you are tampering with the whole Hausa Fulani in the north? He never said Nigeria. AGK Mbaka, can you not see that you are supporting a terrorist with the Bible? A terrorist. Mbaka has failed, I'm telling you. He has fallen. Mbaka has fallen, I'm telling you. It's quite disgraceful, you know. Very, very disgraceful. They're all falling by the wayside. Let us go to the real, you know, congregation of idiots in Ibo Land, Ohanaeze, and Diatoro. They have commented on Buhari's victory. The Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group, Ohanaeze, Ndiara, and Ndioshi, Nkendi Igbo, have congratulated the president-elect Muhammadu Buhari on his victory despite earlier endorsing President Goodluck Jonathan prior to the presidential elections. The Secretary General of the group, Mr. Joe Wong, was speaking on behalf of the group and said, Ohanaeze congratulates Jonathan for his statesmanship in the just concluded elections. You know, 5 billion can go a long way, you know. We congratulate the APC candidate now president-elect in his victory. Ohanaeze thanks Ndibo for hearkening to their call to vote for the PDP candidate, President Jonathan. At least he's a very strong man, and I like the last statement he made. I love it. At least he spoke like a man, which is very good for the very first time when you were a human being. He doesn't mind that Buhari has won, but he has thanked Ndibo for voting for PDP. I like that. At least it's making sense. If it's the chairman now, on our photo, on can wear him. This one has spoken like a slight somebody with a bit of brain. We continue. At least 25 people lost their lives while several others sustained injuries in the wild celebrations which greeted the victory of the president-elect, the terrorist, Buhari, in last Saturday's election. According to reports, 4 of the victims died in Kano, shedding their blood for the terrorist. 17 other people died in Abuja, also on behalf of the terrorist. 1 in Benue, while 3 died in Kotangora in Niger State. Many of the victims in Kano were crushed to death as car owners staged a racing competition. After Buhari's victory was announced, one of the victims, a staff of Etisalat, was crushed to death along the Uku end of Zaria Road in Kano. What a way to welcome Satan into office. What a way to introduce a terrorist into power is by taking 23 lives. Welcome to the zoo. A nightmare. A nightmare of a contraption it is. Before dawn on Thursday, masked gunmen attacked the university on the outskirts of Garissa, a town in northeastern Kenya, and a way station on the road to Somalia. The target, Garissa University, has more than 800 students, most of whom live in the series of 3-story residential blocks in on the sprawling campus. The gunmen separated students according to religion. Some Muslim students were allowed to leave, and an unknown number of Christian students were taken hostage. Welcome to the life of typical black Africans. Islam came from Arabia. Christianity came from Europe. But a useless black African man is prepared to die for something the ancestors never knew part of. Be it Islam or Christianity, you are prepared to kill yourselves because of it. Why is that? Because you people are animals. You don't have any brain. You cannot reason. You cannot think. You lack self-confidence. You don't even believe in yourselves. Mbaka congratulates Buhari on his divine victory. Ewo Ozikosime. That concludes our news this very evening. And once again, if I get it wrong, I will apologize to all of you that warned me that Mbaka was not a Biafran. Mbaka was supporting Buhari. I apologize openly and unreservedly. Mbaka is a supporter
of one Nigeria and not a Biafran. Thank you very much. That concludes our news this evening. The barrister should come back to me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law should come back to me. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. We have concluded our news presentation this very evening. Now is our turn to take your calls, to listen to you, to what you have to say. People should stop talking rubbish. Rubbish. Nonsense. Mbaka is a Nigerian. What do you know? What I read is what Mbaka said. If you don't listen to English, I'll read it again for you, so you understand it very, very well. Some of you don't follow logic and common sense. If you want, I can read it for you. I can read it for you, so you understand what we're talking about. Mbaka is a Nigerian and not a Biafran. So, but he, that's what he said here. He's congratulating his president. Then what else do you want to know? I'm a KCMEA. Barrister, have you come to me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you once again for the news. Director, let's follow your footsteps. Let's carry on with this Mbaka of priest. There was one song I was listening to last month. This guy was so upset and obsessed with Mbaka criticizing Goodluck Jonathan and the guy, the song. I think the name of that guy is BBC. His song is Mbaka Why? Mbaka Why? Mbaka Why? Why must you congratulate somebody that killed your people and reassured if such a thing comes again, he will kill as many much more. Mbaka Why? Mbaka, I have listened to one of your preachings. You were saying, if Nigeria has to divide, let it divide. You knelt down. And I listened to this guy with curiosity. If Nigeria has to divide, let it divide. It was the same Mbaka was saying, have you seen a Hausa man or Yoruba man building a house or building houses in Biafra land? It was the same Mbaka criticizing our people for building houses in Abuja, in Sokoto, in Zungeru. This is what we call speaking through the two sides of your mouth. Mbaka, why? Director, Anna, we are trying to stitch and carry on losing. As you put it, Mbaka, why? A priest is trying to dabble into politics. This is a new version of priesthood. That you leave the talk about God, now you're stepping into politics. Why not resign and ask Buhari to give you one post? And so Ohanaeze Ndoshinandama asking for permanent secretary. You can go to Buhari to give you a post so that we know you are no longer from Enugu. I find it a bit difficult to believe that a preacher who is on the side, Mbaka is not behaving what Director called Anungorodo. You are not white, you are not black. You are not on the side of Biafrans, you are not on the side of Hausas and Yoruba Fulani. If Biafrans won, you say, hey, hallelujah, Biafrans have won. Now, a terrorist has gone to the position, and you are congratulating him, victimizing Goodluck Jonathan, which, of course, I have no sympathy for Goodluck Jonathan because he has never done anything for Biafran. But I tell you, regardless, I would still rather choose Jonathan than to choose Buhari. Now, let me tell you this. Buhari, Muslim, whatever position they are in, their first priority is to do what Quran says. And what does Quran say? That once you are in an authority, use your position to victimize those who are not Christian. It is there, enshrined in their book. Everybody know Buhari as a dictator. Somebody who will kill without looking back. He's a Muslim. He's not a Christian. A Christian could be merciful. A Christian could look back and say, oh my God. But it is part of Islamic nature to kill. And you're congratulating him. Mbaka why? Buhari started with people dying already. He has not even taken up the post. In 2 months' time, Jennifer will hand over to him. But people have started dying. See, look around you, Africa, all over Europe, all over the world. Islam, fight, kill, men, behead. And Obama and Cameron are congratulating. We know the reason why they want Hausas to be there, so that they'll carry on taking our oil. That is all. That is all their politics. That is what it's all about. To carry on taking what belongs to Biafran. Because if Biafran take what belongs to them, you have to pay. Just like we pay for everything we use in this country. Why would you take something that doesn't belong to you free, but you will not want others to take your own free? Why? This world is full of injustice. And some of our people, director, the guy who called you in the morning and claimed to be Carlo, he just used your name. He isn't. The guy from Anambra.
Yeah.
He just used your name. Whenever you ask them, what is your name? They hesitate. They are trying to fix a name. Because if you ask me what's my name, I'll tell you my name straight away. I cannot hesitate. Whenever you hear them hesitate, that's why when they call first name, and that's what they have in mind. When you challenge them, they will say, they just find any name around or across the bush and put it there and give it to you. We don't mind. But be honest to yourself. Not tomorrow you say one thing, next day you say another. No principle, no policy. A person of no abode, no fixed abode. Mbaka, why? So you are now endorsing Buhari. And they never spoke throughout all this time. All this particular election was going on. All of a sudden, lo and behold, they are all out. Coming out from their woodworks to lay hands into. They disgrace Goodluck Jonathan. Why? This man did not build anything to represent himself. He did not build anything for a representation. All he was sharing is money. Now that money is gone. No one even remember he gave money. Because money is something that you can never hold. You will spend it. When you look around, you ask yourself, did I ever make money? It becomes an old story. But if Goodluck Jonathan has fixed something permanently, when you pass, you say, Goodluck Jonathan built that. Even old roads that was built, he did not renew any of them. He was busy helping House of Fulani Boko Haram, feeding their children, schools, Aloma Jiri schools, and giving, making them happy. If Sokoto has any flood, you fly in with the helicopter so that, regardless, as far as you're not a Muslim, you are nobody to House of Fulani Boko Haram. They will kill you. Look at how he came out in disgrace. I saw a cartoon where he put quite a lot of people in a basket carrying on his head. I said, that fits him right. That a man stayed in an office for nearly 6 years. You cannot say, this is what I did for Biafran. When he went to Abernethy, he flew in. He should have allowed them to drive him straight in from Port Harcourt to wherever he wants to go. He flew in. But our people are on the floor waiting for them. And his entourage. What a shame. Biafrans, well, you've seen it now, all of you. You are aware of all the happenstances. Nobody will need to tell you again, because Radio Biafra is here to bring things before you and put it on the table. Yes, very few, minority of you will disagree what we say here. But I tell you, very many of you will accept this to be the truth. And nothing but the truth. And that's why we are here. And we will never go back until Biafra is restored. Because it's our inheritance. It's where we come from. We are all refugees in different countries. Washing and cleaning. You have no respect. Our women have been traded for pittance. They have no more values or worth anymore. What a shame. Biafra is in tatters everywhere. From Eastern Europe to Western America, north of Europe and north of America. We are all over the places looking for something to hold on. But we have a land that flows with milk and honey. Biafrans, we've said this too many times, but we will not stop. We will not relent, we will not be tired. Check for yourselves what you are doing now and what you will do when Biafra comes. A friend was telling me from Lagos, she need job. Are you supporting Biafra? If you need job, how long have you been in Lagos? They have no job. And when a woman has no job, what else would she do? She will follow her Fulani Boko Haram and they will infect her with all these diseases. With the uncircumcision. Barrister, let me stop here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwa Biama is our God because we are here to do his bidding. We are here to obey the laws of heaven. We are here to speak the truth always, regardless of who is upset. We don't give a toss. Mbaka is not a Biafran. As simple as that. I don't care his speech in 2007. That's irrelevant. What did he say today? What did he say today? That it is with vindictive joy, vindictiveness against Jonathan. That's what he's saying. With vindictive joy is he coming forward to try as much as possible to congratulate Buhari, the terrorist. And he is a man of God. He is congratulating a terrorist. I don't know how that is possible. I have no idea. Our lines are now open and you are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. You are at liberty to call us, and when you call us, we will be able to take your call as well, please. I have a caller on Viber. I don't know how stable that can be. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they cannot. That's a baby singing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. As I said, once you call Radio Biafra and I hear a noise on the background and you're not speaking, I will very quickly terminate your call. Immediately, without wasting time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chineya Ibameze from Abia State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I want to comment about Father Mbaka. Director, please, don't be offended.
Go ahead.
Father Mbaka, are you sure that this is what Father Mbaka did today?
Yes, because they quoted his spokesperson. The name of his spokesperson is Maximus. Hold on a second. I'll give you the person's name. His name is... let me give you the man's name. There is Maximus Ugoke. Maximus Ugoke. It is detailed. It's in quotation mark. That is what somebody said. Not in quotation mark. The person that spoke this was... on behalf of Father Mbaka is Maximus Ugoke. You know what a spokesman is? Oh, you know,
yes.
Exactly. That is what he said. Exactly.
Okay. If that is the case, okay, let me comment about Buhari's threatening you to your village. I want to warn Buhari now for threatening you to your village. Buhari, hear me out. If you are threatening our director to his village, we have people that we fight for him in that particular village. Take note now, any day that you threaten him again, maybe those boys you sent to him will not go. Director, please help me say it out so that Gwari will hear it now. Thank you very much, my director.
Thank
you. Chukwabiam, I bless you.
You say, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. They can try, but they cannot prevail. They can try, but they can never, ever, ever, ever prevail. Have you answered it? Then I need to answer it then. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are going to the line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Our head of Directorate of State, Mazu Chen Nasir, you are welcome to the program and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I must congratulate you and bless you for all the good work you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Director, may Chukwuabiyama bless you and your family.
Yes, sir, and you too.
And I must not fail to congratulate Biafrans all over the world, especially Biafrans in the Biafra land. I must congratulate you for the wonderful job you did during the time of this election. Like Alberto will always say, the people from Aba, you perform wonderfully and excellently well. Chukwuabiyama will be your God. Before I jump the protocol, I remember Mr. Uchen Nasiebu. I am from Ikenansa in Osu AGA, Biafra land. I remain your humble servant in the power and the capacity of the head of the Directorate of State of the Indigenous People of Biafra worldwide. May Chukwuabiyama bless you all. Remain resolute, as our director would always say. You must remain resolute. Me, you know that, Rake Ruga, it is high time we take our enemies head on. You must not fail to remember that this is the time we've been waiting for. Good Lord Jonathan has done his own. Buhari is the new head of state of Nigeria, and there's no way that zoo will survive. I don't care what happens. All I know that Biafra will surely come. And I will tell you, if you are Biafra Nigeria or Igbo Nigeria, this place is not for you. You must be a Biafran from head to toe. 100% Biafran. And Director, before I go on, I have some announcements to make. And you must all listen attentively. Anywhere you are this evening, I must tell you, there is no way we can never survive. If we go back now, our own is gone forever. Let me now start announcing for our satellite. Last week, I shared the money to all the countries. And I know by now, if your country has not paid for our satellite, you better do that now. The deadline is on the 10th of this month. Every country, if you don't fulfill this thing on or before the 10th of this month, just know you are not part of us. I am the leader in Okwende Pharisees. We are not that. If you are a Biafran, you remain a Biafran, both in bad times and in good times. Above Biafra in the morning, in the night, Nigeria. We said no voting in Biafra land, and I congratulate you for that gallant win. You all wobbled and fumbled. At the end of the day, we won. There is no voting in Biafra land. That was why Jonathan said worth it. Jonathan knows in his next life he can never play with his own brothers. He was busy satisfying the house of Fulani people, dealing with them, thinking that they are going to give him gold or silver, forgetting that he forget all those things and start dealing with them. Today, he betrayed him. Even the people around Jonathan were lost in their own state. a whole the Senate President couldn't deliver Benua for Jonathan. What does that mean to you? They hate us to the bummer. Dear friends, anywhere you are, this is the time for you to wake up. If you believe you have something anywhere to protect against Biafra, just know that in due time you must meet your Waterloo. There's no doubt about it. The House of Fulani and the Yoruba conspirators, they are all evil. They hate us and Tuku Abiyama, which our God, we must come out victorious. Let me dumb the zoo because I hate talking about the zoo. Let me not go back on my announcement. I want to remind all Biafrans that 30th of May is fast approaching. We are preparing the 30th of May of this year. It's going to be wonderful, unlike the one we did last year. Last year was exceptional, but this year is going to be so perfect and wonderful. The Directorate of State of Indigenous People of Biafra is planning this year's 30th of May. Every country, like announced and instructed all the continental reps, you must give us your all the quotes of the numbers of teachers you want. We are doing it centrally. I want it before me on or before Saturday. The Directorate of State meeting will be held on Saturday. I want it so that we book our teachers on 30th of May. Every other information about 30th of May will be given to you by your continental reps. I congratulate all the continental reps for the wonderful jobs you are doing. I congratulate all the national coordinators. I congratulate all the zonal coordinators. I congratulate all our executives and the principal officers of Indigenous People of Biafra. Director, I must not stop here. I must congratulate the members of the Directorate of State, starting from Uchemefo, the Deputy Director of Radio Biafra, Unshakable Man, he's the bomb. I must remember our barrister, our own dear barrister, Barrister Imam Mili, the man, Oyejioku Erinni, the man that is, no matter how it is, he must always be there for you. Barrister, I congratulate you, and Chukwu Abiyama will be with you. I congratulate our able COC, Engineer Clifford Iranya. Chukwu Abiyama will be with you for the wonderful job you are doing. I congratulate all the continental reps, starting from the European rep, Mazi Chief, who as well served as the Secretary of the Directorate of State. Mr. Chukwu Abiyama, bless you. I congratulate Mazin Lebedin, the Asian rep, Chukwu Abiyama will be a god. I congratulate Emmanuel Otuosoro, the Middle East rep. I congratulate Mazin Azubike, the African rep. I must not fail to congratulate each and every one of you. You are there. A former, the man in the engine, a former Chukwu Abiyama will be a god. Obi the OBNO, he came the one on any, the North American rep, one on any, I don't know how to describe you, but you are just exceptional, you are wonderful, you are good. Chukwu Abiyama will be your God. God will always bless your handiwork, whatever you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. We love that. And I appreciate each and every one of you, from national to zonal level, and all the principal officers. Chukwu Abiyama will always bless you. I will not take much of your time. I will congratulate our people on ground, those that make things happen. Even in our admin forum, you are doing all wonderfully well. Chukwu Abiyama will bless you all. LCD, our sister, who is a member of LCD, you are wonderful. Choose Ikeji Igwe. You are wonderful. Chukwu Abiyama will be your God. Director, let me leave it at here, but I tell you, dear friends, the die is cast. I said, the die is cast. You must remain resolute. You must remain brave. There is no way Biafra will not come. Buhari is the man we have been waiting for. He murdered our people, even in our own land. There is no way Biafra will not come through Buhari. Director, God bless you. I am signing out from Victoria State.
Thank you very much, Omiomio. Thank you, Masu Chenna Siebu, our head of Directorate of State. Thank you very much for the announcements. And I'm sure that every continental rep, every national coordinator and zonal coordinator have lent some level of cognizance to your announcement to ensure that the acquisition of the satellite equipment is expedited, that we may continue this work uninterrupted. Very, very important, please, that these things are accomplished in record time. IPOB has never failed before, and we are not going to fail now. Our people have a problem. Anytime evil is being committed, oh, no, happen, no, huh? Let's move on. You kept moving on, and the zoo is where it is today. In your jaw. We want Mbaka to come out and completely repudiate this nonsense. Some of you don't know the damage that will cause. Oh, it's going to happen here now. Let's move on with Biafra. No, you cannot leave him. He mentioned division of the zoo before. People see him as a credible source. If you allow him to become discredited, it makes our work more difficult. You must understand that. In as much as I'm concerned, if this very story proves to be correct, and I have no reason to, because they are direct quotes from the spokesman, Maximus Ugwuoke. Go and ask him. If you did not say this, Maximus, get them to retract it. Speak out openly to say that is incorrect. To tell me that a man of God in Biafra land is congratulating somebody that killed his people. Chineke Nepoli Hojo. No, I don't think we are well, honestly speaking. There is something now. I believe it. You people are hopeless. No single consistency. 2007, 2015, they said something. It's always changing. Why are you people changing? Why can't you stand on something? You stand on that thing, come hell or high water. In your own cases, nobody knows where you stand. Are you a Nigerian politician? The only reverend fathers I know in the world that dabble into politics are those that do freedom fighting, liberation politics. They come and speak against injustice, and they remain on that. When you go into the area of vote for A, don't vote for B, and you are asking people, I don't even want to talk about this, honestly. It's terrible. And to all those that I confronted on this very issue, I apologize. Because I said that Mbaka could not have endorsed Buhari. But now it is very, very clear that he did.
Me?
Yes, please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, my director. My name is Uzochukwu. I'm calling from Abab. Yes, it's Uzochukwu or not, huh?
Thank you. Please go ahead.
My director, once I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged by what you are saying. But as based on Father Mbaka case, he must come out and say what he said before. It's unfair for him to come and say something like that. Because is this Father Mbaka that I knew that was 3 or 4 years ago was sharing tears for this for what the people are passing through? But why must he come back and start saying rubbish? Okay, so he will come out and we say that thing. Okay, but my director, I don't have much to say. Don't just be discouraged, please. Just carry on. If you can remember when Moses was taking Israelites to the promised land, Moses passed a lot of temptation. Okay, so it's likely you also pass all these temptations Moses passed, but we therefore must surely get our destination. Good night, sir.
Good night. Thank you very much and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We are live here and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra. We are in Biafra land broadcasting to the rest of humanity. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can. Once they are through to us, we shall bring them to you. We shall bring them to you. They said there's a way you can place call through WhatsApp. Is that correct? They said they can make calls through WhatsApp. Is that correct? People have been asking and they want to get through via that very means. I don't know how possible that is going to be.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Okay, my name is Christopher Ugu. I'm calling from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, Director, please, I appreciate you for what you are doing for us. Please, Director, thank you once again. Director, please, anything that we can do to get our Biafra, I'm interested in that. Because these people have been weakening us since. We have to fight for our own rights because this is our right to fight it. We have to get our Biafra now because this is the right opportunity to get it, my Director. Because the all in Goodluck tenor, all the thing that Goodluck, that we depend on Goodluck, Goodluck fed us. And we think that it's Goodluck that is going to make us happy. Goodluck turned to our bad luck and build everything in north, not in our south Biafra land. Nothing that we gain from him. So please, my Director, I'm interested in the army of the Biafra. Anything, I'm interested. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And a lot of people are coming forward. And a lot of people are joining every blessed day. Every blessed day. I am disappointed, you know. I am very, very disappointed. I don't know what is wrong with our people. Consistency is the key. The same thing, you never change. As long as that thing is the truth. Does anybody seriously think that somehow with the coming of Buhari, things are going to change? Is that possible? Is that possible? A terrorist, a killer, a cold-blooded murderer. Buhari is a killer and murderer. Our people, some of the things you people do, Igbo people, you bring shame and curse upon yourselves, but you don't know. Somebody came and killed your parents, killed your raped your mothers and took away your daughters. And you're praying for that person to be successful in life. Chineke no nyebere. Hey! Oh, these people. Chineke melu nyebere. Your sins are too numerous. You even hold on to the holy book, the Bible. And you're lying. You're preaching lies. What you're preaching? Ukwasi kobo. Disgraceful. Very, very disgraceful, I must say. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Igbedike Elramado. I'm calling from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to speak regarding... about the man of God, Reverend Ezekiel Mbaka. Really, sometimes those people call themselves man of God supposed to respect themselves. They don't have to be dangling into politics all the time. This is a disgrace. He's just insulting himself for endorsing that he has proved himself that he has endorsed Buhari openly. So it's very painful. Sometimes when we listen to those men of God, they making themselves, bringing themselves to a cheaper level, we are not happy. So it's a very disgrace. This is a very disgraceful act. We don't like it. Then coming to the issue of Goodluck, Brother Jonathan, really, we, the Igbos, we are very, very disappointed on Jonathan. We are very, very disappointed. Because nobody now can tell me that we are one. We are not one. We are not brothers and sisters with people of the north, the Hausa people and the Yoruba people. We are not one. Imagine all the things that Jonathan did in the north. All the Almajiri school he built for them. Did. Those people that call themselves politicians or PDP members, didn't even recruit those Almagri people to vote for Jonathan. This is very painful. So now someone now will come out and say to me, we are one Nigeria. We are not one Nigeria. We are Biafrans. We are not Nigeria. Anyone telling us that we are Nigeria is just deceiving us. We are Biafrans. So let everybody from Biafran land believe that he is a Biafran. We are Biafran. It's not a hidden matter. We should not be deceiving ourselves. And those of our politicians that always try to behave as if we are still with the Lord, we are not with them. They should stop deceiving us. They are fighting for their own personal interests. We are not one. So I thank you very much for all what you are doing. And I thank you, I encourage you that you should not look on those people who are trying to call you and they talk so rubbish on you in order to discourage you. Don't look at them. I thank God that you are prepared to fight for Biafra, and we will stand by your side. And really, many people are very happy with you. Many. Those that are with you are more than those against you. So I encourage you, please go ahead and do what you are doing. We are with you. And God will keep sending you and give you the strength and give you the courage that we use to conquer. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you.
You see, thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, and I now see that is why Africa is replete with dictatorship and backwardness. No matter how you hold them or the esteem on which you hold them, that doesn't excuse them. Americans impeached their president. That was the most traumatic thing for any American to do, to support the impeachment of Nixon. I think it was 1972 or thereabouts. Or was it 74? I don't know. Is it 72 or 74? The impeachment of Nixon. Americans felt bad. But at the end of the day, they said that the integrity of the laws and also the office of the President of the United States of America surpasses any human being. And it is therefore incumbent upon Americans to defend the integrity of that office. That is what matters. The same thing applies to Biafra. If you want to get Biafra, you must be prepared to defend the integrity of Biafra. Mbaka cannot say before I'm a Biafra, I'm supporting Buhari. If you see evil and support evil, evil will follow you all the days of your life. I'm telling you, the reason why we are the way we are is because in the new Biafra, we'll do things differently. What if you know Mbaka, go and tell him to just go tomorrow and retract this statement. He is drag. I can't understand. So now, this man has been... You don't know that the World Intelligence Services, they follow up what people say. Don't you know that? I told you about a country I went to and they chased me away. They told me, you people are not serious. Now, how can I go back to those countries to go and ask for weapons? They will say, is it not how you people are... Somebody was shouting before, I'm in support of this. Now he has changed to support Buhari. You don't know the damage these things are doing to us. You don't even know the damage. Oh, leave him as a child of God. Am I holding him? But supporting Buhari that killed our mothers and our children is unacceptable. Unacceptable, I said, is unacceptable. Regardless of who you are. It doesn't matter. Almost like who? Pope John Paul the 90th. I don't give a damn who you are. If you support Buhari, you are an enemy of Biafra. An enemy of our people. You can keep deceiving people with the Bible, that is your business, between you and your God. Oh, gonna take it off for Sarah. What more? I can't bank or why? And I have wow. One day everybody will die. Mbaka is a disappointment. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good day, sir. My name is Timothy Tyler. calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to congratulate you on what you are doing, because the Lord is using you in order to beautify and bring the glory of Biafra in our life every day. So I am giving God the thanks for He who made you possible to bring up the things that we need to know. So I've been trying this line all these times, but I know that the good Lord will give you the strength to pilot this race. Because when Israelites are walking on the...
Turn your system off, please. Turn it off. I have said that before. If you call Radio Biafra, turn off your system. I can understand if we took you unawares. But as soon as you start hearing my voice, you then endeavor to turn down your system or switch it off, or simply walk away from where it is. This is Radio Biafra. Any noise on the background, I will cut you off immediately. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. One more time, can you hear me? No, I don't think so. I do not think so. We are live and we are also direct. Our Viber line is also open. If you call us, we will take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know if the network is playing up. Anything is possible in the zoo. We are surrounded by animals, baboons, and chimpanzees. Anything is practically possible. After all, a terrorist is a president. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Raymond, calling from Enugu, Raymond Dodge.
Raymond Dodge from Enugu. Yes, go ahead, we are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, brother, I'm very, very interested for what you guys discussed. Now, from that, I said that I'm living in Enugu State, sir.
Thank you, go ahead.
And I'm very, very interested. Even in Nigeria, I have turned out everybody to become a slave. And I'm very, very interested for the issue of this discussing now. That's why I should call you people now. And let me know where to see or where to know my stand. Because I'm interested. And I'm not going to know very soon.
Yes, we are. And please, if you want to join us, please. Yes, I have a telephone number to give you. If you wish to join the Army of Biafra. Not Biafran Army, but the Army of Biafra. There is a very big difference. One day I will tell you. 090-907-76589. I repeat. 090-907-76589. That is the number to call. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiama is our God, because we are doing the work that he asked. He said we must speak the truth without fear. You will speak the truth even if it leads to your death. You will speak it. Because I am the Lord of hosts. Truthfulness is next to godliness. Biafra is the closest you can get to truth, which means that Biafra is indeed godliness, which makes Biafra a religion. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, my honorable director. Good evening, sir. My name is Ebere. I'm calling from Enugu.
Ebere who?
My director, thank God for you.
Ebere who? What is your father's name?
So actually, I thank God for you, and the Lord is strengthening you more and more. But I want to encourage you this evening, because I can hear the news that is going on concerning the priest. But I want to tell you that, director, forget about the issues, because we that is living in Enugu, we know what is involved concerning him. He's a politician right from the time of Chimaroke, was the governor of Enugu State. So, you should not be scared based on his statement. And I see him as a chameleon. So, let's forget about that issue, my director. Take care.
Thank you and well spoken. And I have heard what you have said. And we move on, because Biafra is more important. Let us concern ourselves with issues pertaining to Biafra restoration than discussing men who have no honor or integrity It doesn't matter if you're carrying the Bible or the Quran or the Torah. It doesn't matter. Honor and integrity is honor and integrity. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Regardless of how influential you are. After all, who are we? Monkeys and baboons. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Or is the network playing up? It's not serious, is it? I don't think it is. Because if you are serious, you will speak up and you will speak like a human being with a very strong voice so that we can hear you because the whole world is listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
I'm Emmanuel Ono. I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, my director, I heard what you are talking about your friend Father Mbaka. I want to say that he's a priest. Whatever he said, you should not look into it. Hello, hello?
We can hear you. If you call Radio Biafra, please do not listen to your radio. Talk to me over the phone. If you listen to your radio, you have divided attention, and midway through what you're saying, you begin to say hello, hello, hello. I would have won that here. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. You are live on air and this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Very simple instructions not being followed. And we can play this game from now till next year. If you call Radio Biafra, if you hear my voice over the phone, walk away from where you are. Turn the system down, turn it off. And then speak through the phone. Speak through the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Oscar Ofebunam. I am calling you from Onitsha, but I hail from Njaba, LGL.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to, director, urge you tonight to bear in mind that if you walk everywhere in the street now, right at Onitsha where I am, people are gathering, discussing about Biafra. Even when you get into a bus, maybe you are traveling to the next village or the next town, Biafra is being discussed in the bus. This goes a long way to show that Biafra is once around the corner. And we should not, at this time, listen to anybody, anywhere, people like Mbaka, and those that does not have the interest of Biafra at heart. My director, sir, I want you to know that this program and this progress of Biafra has come a long way. And you should know that no matter now that Buhari has come on board, it even makes the story more sweeter. Because Buhari is the person that rigged himself into office and drove our brother, a Biafra, good luck as well. He said, Biafra, we can't deny that. And it's very Buhari that we Biafrans are going to show him on his face and on his rulership that Biafra is going to find their way and find their stand. So you must remember, Buhari, that we Biafrans, we do not tie a rope and leave a loose end. He must to tell the story of Biafrans and Israelite. My director, at this juncture, don't be dismayed. Just keeping on and hold yourself. You know, the post where you are, understand? I know you are prepared to have challenges, just as some of our brothers that used to call and, you know, ask ridiculous questions, nonsense questions. But just have it in mind, it's part of it. So I urge you to keeping on. And dear fans are listening. Dear fans' hearts have been mounting day by day. You are preparing our hearts for the great battle ahead. Thank you very much, my director. Mechiku Adiama, keep you long for us to see our promised land. Thank you very much.
He said, He say, thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And even heaven is also listening. Our number for those of them joining us in this very live edition with the time now standing at 11 minutes past 10 p.m. at night is 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. That is our line and we are live and direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Jalem Kioba, calling from Obushi, you know there.
Your line, my dear brother, is exceptionally poor. Very, very poor line, please. I ask you to try and call us back. I crave your indulgence. Please call us back. The line wasn't very clear. I don't know if I have to apologize on behalf of the very decrepit and non-existent communications infrastructure in the Zoological Republic. Perhaps I should. And I do apologize. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Am I talking to the director?
Yes, you are. And to millions of people around the world, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are live on air. Go ahead.
My name is Nnamdi Osuka. I'm calling from Mumpo.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Enugu State.
Thank you.
Please, Director, I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
But before I go ahead, I want to say that if I wish Yaslam victory should burn in the name of Chukwabia.
You see?
And whoever wishes failure should learn in their blood. My question is this. You told us that everything Vanguard said is lies. Vanguard said that Gowon came to East to campaign, and the Vanguard showed us his picture, which was a lie. It was a lie. The same Vanguard talked about Dr. Obo. I listened to that. I think he talked about him yesterday morning. It was a lie. Then this Vanguard is now telling us that Mbaka congratulated Buhari. What I want to say is this. Please, I'm begging, Director, they are much of great men. They don't talk of what they don't know. I'm not telling you not to talk about it, though. I want you to investigate. Because I know this news is what came out today. It appeared in Vanguard today. In the Zoological Republic, everything is possible. I know one of my friends whom, when his father died, you know, the death was suspicious that they believed somebody had a hand in that death. And then the Vanguard interviewed him. What he said after Vanguard looked exactly the opposite of what that boy said. His family wanted to kill that boy. His family wanted to kill him. It is only the local newspaper that presented exactly what the boy said. I hated Vanguard before you talk against Vanguard because I know they are liars. They are, Vanguard is a liar that should go to hell. So what I'm saying is this. Like you said, you don't give a damn. Incorruptible. I too personally don't give a damn. Please investigate. Investigate. If Father Mbaka did not say this, if really, let's assume that he is a Libyan flag, and this news is cut, I mean, he is presented in this manner this evening, don't you think you want to water down his spirit, the spirit of Biafran in him?
Not at all. Not at all. When somebody publishes something that you did not say, you go to them and ask them to retract it, that you did not say that. If you allow this... Hold on, let me finish. If you allow this news unchallenged, it will do damage to destroy... People don't understand what's got consequences.
Well, Director, I understand you.
I don't know. People don't understand. When Umbo was looking at Zushi and Akbari Benin, people they thought it was a joke. People don't listen. I went to a country that is a natural ally of Biafra to ask them for help. They said they could have given us help if not for Wasurike, because we are jokers. We are not serious. That we are a laughing stock. I don't know why we always sweep things under the carpet. If he did not say these things, he should go back tomorrow morning, call them tonight, ask them to write a retraction in the morning. I did not say those things. Take it back. If they say no, you go to another paper. You go to the donation ground and say it. I never gave any interview to Vanguard. But to allow this news to stand is to ridicule what we believe in. That is something people must understand. People must understand this. If you know you are not cut out for Biafra, do not mention Biafra. Me in a Biafra wabara. You don't mention Biafra if you know you are not cut out to preach this very gospel. Because there is no way we can be going forward and after a while we start to go backwards. So one day I will abandon what I'm doing and I'll start talking nonsense about Nigeria. Then another person will come, oh, let's just forget him and focus on Biafra. Chineke kweli hiyojo. Amamu nekuchi hiyojo, because for me I don't cover evil. Every advanced, I mean civilized, because some countries can be advanced technologically but not civilized. Every civilized country of the world did never condone evil. I gave you people an example here. Americans impeached their president. Some of them were crying. But the president had to go because the integrity of the office was superior to that very person. These are the things that is lost on black people. We don't know the meaning of virtue. But with Radio Biafra, you know it by force. Because when Biafra comes, these values will sustain Biafra. Regardless of what they were. Listen, Winston Churchill won the war for the British. He was the wartime prime minister, celebrated and revered, and voted the most influential man in the history of Britain, even before the great engineer, Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Churchill was voted the finest that Britain had to produce. Do you know that he won the war in 1945? They held elections later that year and he lost. The British people said to him, thank you very much, you won the war, but you cannot give us what we are looking for in the time of peace. You are a man for war. Yes, we voted you in, you won the war for us. Thank you very much. Your job is now done. We now go to Clement Attlee of Labour Party to give us free health service in the NHS. That is how civilized societies reason. It doesn't matter who you are. Anything that brings shame and dishonor to Biafra must be challenged. That is something some people don't understand. You must challenge it because you need to maintain the puritanical integrity of Biafra, because Biafra is a spirit. It doesn't like contamination. Some of you don't know why you've been wandering in the wilderness for years. Biafra wabara. It does not want anything to contaminate it. If you come today and preach Biafra tomorrow in Akinyonon, that means you are contaminating the holy word that is Biafra. And I, Nnamdi Kanu, will not countenance it. I don't give a toss who you are. Once you mess up with Biafra, you are my enemy. A mortal enemy. Some of you don't love Biafra, but I do. Some of you don't revere the name Biafra, but I do. I am not a hypocrite. I will not say what I'm saying today to them. I won't try that nonsense. And when I see people doing that, I get upset. You must allow me. Some of you don't love Biafra as you claim you do. Because if you do, you will not allow Wasurike to be messing about with Biafra. And now Father Mbaka is telling us he's a Biafra and now telling us rubbish about supporting Buhari. That came to order to kill our mothers. If he did not say that, let him retract it. Let him go in the public and say, I never gave any interview to Vanguard. And that'll be the end of the story. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. Speak up, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my name is Chibi Kote. I'm coming from Mbo.
Thank you, go ahead.
I'm commending this voice to Adin. I'm in full support of the draft. I'm full support. What I'm trying to say is that I don't want people to be discouraged about what the DC to say now. I'm back at it. I'm voting Buhari or something. This thing may be a distraction. So if you should just focus on what you need, not talking about Mbaka. I usually just shoot it one side. So I've been trying to see him. But today I want to join the Biafra Nano. I'm a member of IPAB. I want to have one. When you need training, let us start training now. Because I'm seeing that Biafra has really come. It's just for us to come out in much speed and support this Biafra. And on the now, many people are listening to them. I'm telling people about the radio. Most of them, some of my friends now are asking me, well, I've given direction how to do everything. So, I want you people to carry on. God, Chita Adiyama is a sweet one. He will bless you, sweet one. You are going to begin our land, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what our dear brother Chinua Samuru is trying to tell us here. Anything he has to say. Thank you very much. Chinua Samuru, thank you from Kuwait. Thank you very much for that. Very kind words by that very person. Thank you very much. Do you know what it means to be without fear in the presence of your enemies? You think we just say it out of saying sick. Anybody who does any evil against Biafra, I will stand in front of the person and tell him that you are evil. I don't care who you are. I don't give a damn who you are. You people must learn to respect the memory of 1 million children that were starved to death by Yoruba people. You people must learn to respect the children that were cut out of the stomach of pregnant women and slaughtered. You people must respect the pregnant women that died out of bleeding because the relatives of Buhari decided to cut open their stomach to practice some crude gynecology on them. Some of you don't know how to honor the dead, but we do. Some of you don't have respect for Biafra. You claim you love Biafra, but you don't. You people are evil. You don't love Biafra. You think Biafra is a charade. Biafra is much more than that. It is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Can you imagine what you do when you're praying to heaven, asking God to allow you to enter into his kingdom in heaven? The same level of discipline and application obtains when you talk about Biafra on this very earth. You must revere Biafra. You must respect her. You must value Biafra. And you must be prepared to die for Biafra. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, hello. Can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. Ichuke Mekono, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, my director, what I have to say is about Parambaka. And he's a priest. And whatever he do, he has the right to be. Despite that he congratulates Gwari, if we are not sure, we had it, but we are not sure. And what again I want to say is, don't look in it. Because what he said about good luck, let it not happen to Biafra, and I pray it won't happen to Biafra, and Biafra must come. That's what I have to say. Let's just go forward for what we need. I know that Mbaka is in Biafra, and he must surely come to us. But let's not talk bad about him. He's a priest. That's what I have to say. Thank you, my director.
So, Oyinemen, hold on. So, if you're committing evil because the police will leave you?
No, I didn't say that we should leave him, but I'm talking my own opinion.
No, I'm asking your own opinion. Are you saying in Biafra land, if a priest if a priest goes to steal in Biafra land or commits pedophilia, abuses children, you leave them because they're priests? I'm asking you a question. He has run away. Remember I told you that you black people, you love evil, your jaw. That is why Africa is poor. And I'm proving it to you. Because an idiot is a priest. Because of that. Oh my God, these people. Hey, Chineke Nami and this UG. Kebendi asipoto wabikon. Oh, Lord have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I said if I hear any noise on the background, I'll cut you off. And that's exactly what I did. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. Any noise on the background, I will not take your call. I won't take it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ntewale. I'm calling from Monitor.
Sorry, your name again, please. I didn't quite get that. Your name again?
Innocent Owele.
Thank you, Innocent. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Director, please, I want to beg you on something.
Go ahead.
And the thing is this. You know, the mentality of our people has not come to your level of understanding. So, you have to know that they have low mentality, shallow mentality. So, at least, whenever you are doing something, please come down to their level. Don't be upset for the attitude, because it's unquestionable. Thank you for that. And let me move on. You see, I see this Buhari of 18 and whatsoever it may be that's changing interest to you. I think that man, if it's the zoo country, they're playing with fire. There was a day I was arguing with one of them, and I told him I was talking about this with Biafra of 18, and the guy was telling me, I forget the history of Biafra when the war was fighting, that what they did before, and that if you anytime we rise against the Biafra, they are going to do it again. I say, in this 21st century, I said, okay, be prepared, and the day will come, and let's see how we are going to do it. So the thing I'm saying that any day, this terrorist is a man. I know him very well. I tell you, I research in the north. I know him very well. There's nothing anybody can tell me about this man. In house in Katongora, Katsina State, I know him very well. He's a murderer. He's a blood-sucking demon. Nigeria will soon know who they voted, who they rank in, not voted, who they rank in into office. They will see. So what I'm saying is, any day he sends any useless assets to your house, make sure that those people doesn't come back. If heaven will fall down, let heaven fall down that day. And if that should be the end of the world, let it be. With free hands, we need to have nothing. We shall start it from that day. So my director, don't be afraid of anything. Whosoever it may be, let the person be. We are marching forward, no going back.
Of course.
And
not.
I tell you, the time has come, and the time has come. You don't let anybody threaten you. Don't anybody threaten your parents. Do whatever they go there. Make sure they didn't come back. And let them see that thing will happen. Let them whatever happen, let them start from that day. And the disorganization of your people. The director, I'm telling you, if I have my way, I will poison those people, all of them. They are useless. They are stupid. Old men without respect, without regard. This is how they are going to sell it. That thing, 1 naira, 2 naira, now from the Yoruba people. That make them to look down on us today. So those people here have bombs. The day of their gathering, I'll go there and drop it for them. All of them will perish. They are useless people, useless good men that have no thinking. They are not considering. Don't think they ever watch this different thing of it. Stagnation, hunger, pregnant women die. Oh my God. Whenever I'm listening to you, I feel like crying. But I'm waiting for the day to come. And let that day shall come. Thank you. I'm sure my mother bless you and guide you in the hands of your enemy. There's nothing they will do.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And even heaven is listening. Heaven is listening. And Chukwu Abiam is our God and our guide. He is our redeemer and he is our protector, because we are doing his job, and all enemies of Biafra will fall, both within and without. This is Radio Biafra, and our sister has come to us. You know, when she speaks, some coordinators have heart attack, and she has come by popular demand, I would say, all the way. Our chief finance officer is with us. Please, we shall go to her right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, Biafran, friends of Biafra. Welcome to our meet. My name, as usual, is Nen Naya Anya. I'm from Nepiowa in Biafra land. Today, I'm going to call out the monthly dues, the update for March. But before that, Director, please, I want you to permit me to make one announcement as regards changes in our mode of payment, please.
Go ahead.
Do I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. My fellow dear friends, we are now in the second stage of our struggle for the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, there are bound to be some adjustments. Please take note, from henceforth, for legal reasons, our BDF, known as our Veteran Defense Fund, will no longer be used as our payment reference. Instead, Freedom and Cultural Levy is now a reference to be adopted. This is very important. It is still the Biafran Defense Fund, but please, for legal reasons, we need to change it to Freedom and Cultural Levy, but the amount still remains the same. Two, our monthly payment to Radio Biafra still remains monthly dues as reference, because payment of dues is allowed under any international law for any organization. Three, for our satellite equipment, the reference will now be Transmission Upgrade Levy. I repeat, Transmission Upgrade Levy. This levy is compulsory for every Biafran and must be paid. My fellow Biafrans, the best thing that has happened to us is the coming of Radio Biafra in our lifetime. Now we can tell our own stories and challenge even institutions openly that tries to write any negative or false information about us without any fear. We have consistently and successfully crushed the Yoruba media propaganda, no matter any angle they come from. We can now detect the pace of events and have put them where they belong, and they will remain there until you decide otherwise. For these reasons, my fellow Biafrans, this transmission levy is compulsory and must be paid by every Biafran. No excuse whatsoever. For the time being, please note, for the time being, all payments should go to EPOB accounts, not the PayPal account for now, until a few changes. Then we need to sort out some changes. Then I will inform you people about starting again to pay into our PayPal account. But for now, please, all payments should go to our IPOB account. And lastly, all zonal coordinators in Germany, please check your email accounts and respond accordingly, because I send email to you as regards the transmission levy. Please. Now I go to the March monthly dues. First, I will call out the names of countries that made their payments. We are now in April. Today is the 2nd of April. And yes, we are about to find that some countries still have not paid for their March dues for March. Now, the countries that have paid so far are Australia, Austria, Benin Republic, that is Paracu Zone. Denmark are back again with us, they have paid. Czech Republic, Dubai have paid for February and March. Greece have paid their dues for February and also March. Hong Kong has paid. Indonesia, Israel, Ireland, Japan, Netherlands, Qatar have paid for April. Sweden paid for February, but they have not paid for March. They promised to pay, but up to now, I've not seen anything. Switzerland have paid. Senegal have paid. South Korea have paid a new zone. Please, I'm urging Biafrans in South Korea to come out and support our coordinator there, Ifani Nchukwe, so that South Korea can come up, because they have paid already. I really commend him. Please, you people should come out and be counted. Stop listening in silence. Come out. Now, another country that has paid is Togo. Taiwan has paid their February and March dues. United States of America have paid, and United Kingdom. Now we come to France. France, only one zone has paid. Le Havre has paid. Nancy and Paris have not stayed. Germany. In Germany, those that have stayed are Aachen, Augsburg is in new zone. I commend them. They have stayed. This is the second time. They are very efficient. Bremen has stayed. Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Cologne, Mannheim, Munich, Nuremberg have stayed. But two zones have not stayed. That is Frankfurt and Stuttgart. Now, Italy. Italy, Ancona has stayed, Padova has stayed, Rome, Udine, and Torino. The others have not stayed, such as Ferrara, Palermo, Treviso, Verona, Viterbo, Milano have not stayed. And I've realized that some people make payments, but they don't take their zone. It's possible, and some of these zones are in those categories. Now, India. India, North Delhi, India, they have stayed, West Delhi, India, and South India. Director, these three zones in India, they are very good. They always pay their dues. North Delhi,
yes.
South Delhi, and West Delhi, wow. They are very, very good. That's I good. Commend them for that.
That is wonderful.
They have even South Delhi and North and West Delhi, India, director, they have paid their satellite levy. They have paid for it.
They are very strong. And now, who is the India coordinator now? Do we have a coordinator in India?
Yeah, I don't know the new coordinator in India. I've not been informed.
Okay. Not been informed okay. Thank you. Go ahead, please. I'll get the name in a second because, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Those that have not paid are Grand, Mumbai, Pune, and Guangzhou. They have not paid. Now we come to Oslo. Norway. Oslo has paid for their February and March. I'm also happy to announce that in Norway, the zone Trondheim has paid. Director, they paid their arrears. They paid from November 2014 to even April 2015.
That is amazing.
I'm very happy about that. You know, they are really that. Maybe they are no longer in this group. When we case here, maybe they have come back.
They have come back.
Now,
where they belong.
Yeah, they are back. Now, Spain, it's only one zone that has paid. Catalonia has paid. The others, Bilbao, Madrid, Malaga, Valencia, and Victoria have not paid. Those are the countries that have paid. Now, we come to those that have not paid. Cambodia have not paid. Belgium have not paid for March, but they paid for February. China have not paid for February and March. Pakistan have not paid for February and March. Russia, their money came, but there's small technical problem there. Otherwise, they have paid their arrears, but it has not yet reflected. Sweden have not paid for March. Taiwan, somebody called the last time and said that they have paid. Director, you ask him, he said that they have paid. They have not paid anything. Taiwan have not paid. And Italian have not paid. Then Turkey have not paid. As you people can see, we are now in April. Some people have not paid their monthly dues for March, but they have paid their rent for March, they have paid for their mortgages, and they have paid for their telephone bills. But when it comes to Radio Biafra, they think it's not an obligation that they have to fulfill. They must fulfill the obligation to our dead people, since they must do. Next, tomorrow, I'm going to call out on the Defense Fund Director, which is now called our Freedom and Cultural Levy, due to some reasons why we changed it into that. And now, for satellites, few countries have paid, Director. The countries that have paid are Canada has paid, Indonesia has paid.
Yes.
Norway has paid, United Kingdom has paid, Russia has paid. Then when you come to India, as I said, South Delhi, India, and West Delhi, India have paid. These are the countries that have paid their satellite fees so far. But I will keep, tomorrow I'm going to call on our defense fund, which is now known as Freedom and Cultural Navy, because some have paid. In fact, Indonesia has made more payments, Germany has made more payments, Spain has paid. Tomorrow I will update the IPOB family worldwide about the standards too. Director, that is what I have for now. Thank you for giving me the audience.
And thank you, my dear sister, for the very excellent work that you're doing. Somebody tried to compare you to Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and I said, you're better than Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Of course. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiama always be your God. You have done excellently well from the beginning. She was there. She was supporting us. There were only four of them then. I don't know where Kenny David is. He's an Ikwere boy. In London, he was a student. I remember him. I remember this, our sister, Nenaya, and two other people. I don't have their permission to mention it. From the beginning. And I kept asking them, why are you support? You don't know. They said, we found Radio Biafra ourselves. And we decided to support. From that time till now, consistency is the key. Our sister is formidable. And never ever going to change. That I know for sure. Do you know why? Because she helped to build it with her own money. So if she messes it up, her money will go, isn't it? And there are people calling us from countries that have not made any contribution to what we're doing. And they want us to carry out action. They want us to march. No army matches an empty stomach. Do they know we have to feed the army here on the ground? Am I going to need a robot? Oh, my goodness. But I love them all the same. I don't know why I do this. So, Chukwu Abiama, I'm telling you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And there is somebody on the line. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm Onuala Nwankwo from Onitsha.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm happy for what you have been doing. May Chukwu Abiama bless you.
He say and bless you too.
Director, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead and ask.
I have been said before that Buhari sent some people to come and look for you in your village.
Yes.
Well, and they have not even entered into power, and they have been looking for you. This man is falling.
You've made me laugh now.
But how do you come to know about this?
Radio Biafra is being listened to by everybody. The whole Obama listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody.
So you mean Buhari himself will listen also?
If Obama can listen, who is Buhari? It's compulsive. People hate it, but they still listen to it. That's the funniest part of it. Everybody does. All of them. There was a man that came to London, a very big guy in Abuja. I won't mention his name. He came to London, and I went to see him by Simon Music. When we got there, I said, Mike, we've been looking for you people all the way in Abuja. And I don't want to mention the minister. This man called a former minister. And the minister said they should pass the phone to us, pass the phone to me. The man gave me the phone. I spoke to this former minister. We spoke and spoke and spoke. Oh, you people are doing very well. This former Igbo minister, believe you me. And then he said to me, we all listen to Radio Biafra, myself and my family, every night. Sometimes we are angry with you, but we still listen to you all the same. So everybody listens to Radio Biafra, including Buhari. I'm not sure you can understand the level of grammar we speak on Radio Biafra, but I'm sure his Alamajri's teacher will be able to interpret for him.
I'm happy. Keep it on.
Of course. We are unrelenting.
And God, we are supporting you, and God will support you the more.
He said, Chukwu Abiama is bringing out, I'm seeing men and women, my goodness. There were some people that were born, and the day they were born, they were given a commission. Go and get Biafra. Now we are meeting them. I don't want this fight any other way. That the man that came into Owerri to kill our mothers, kill our children, kill our fathers is on the throne, and that is the year we will march. Very, very important we do so. That is deep symbolism everywhere. Everywhere, the symbolism is awesome. all of a sudden, the loss of Jonathan from office united South, South, and Southeast. Isn't that amazing? That singular act. No more preaching. No more go and visit their elders. All of a sudden, people... So if Yoruba can be against us, Hausa is against us. Now, who is my brother? They started to look for their brothers. I said, look, this is who they are. And now we are embracing. Now we are coming together. Now we are one family. No more lies. No more deceit. And Yoruba... There was someone that said, oh, yeah, well, I'm not want to make a deal. Is that correct? There's a song that goes like, is that correct? Who? Barrister sings it all the time. It's better, you know, Barrister, please come back and sing it for me. I want to hear it, you know, with a dialect. Is it the one that way? Yes. That's what you should be. If you see a Yoruba person, sing that song to the Yoruba man or woman. Tell them that South, South, and Southeast is one now, unlike before. Tell them that they can no longer lie to us and deceive us. Tell them that the time has come for this very family to unite under one banner and go and get what is theirs. Time has come for us to march. But can you support us? Any army that is marching, not when we shoot one bullet, you ask us to go and bring back the same bullet and fix it and put it in the gun and shoot it again. No, it doesn't work that way. This army must march this year. Any support you can bring to this army will be greatly appreciated. Please, it will be greatly appreciated because this year we march. Very, very critical and very, very important that we do so. And those of you praying for us, before I thought Mbaka used to pray for us, now. We ask you, those of you who are praying for us, please pray to Chukwu Abiyama, please, I'm begging you. We are telling you, we know who you pray to, and the prayer will work. If you pray to Chukwu Abiyama, it will work when it comes to Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I hear you very well. Good evening to you, Director, and to you all that are listening. My name is Chibuzo Okolo. Director, I love your courage, sir. No matter who is involved, you don't mix words while addressing the pressing issues. That is one of the keys to achieving our aim. I've been listening to you. You don't care the person that is blocking your way to getting what you have since started to work for. You shouldn't be astonished on having a well-known priest from Biafra talk against Biafra. I know as a result of Father Mbaka's influence on people, so many would doubt this news as you gave it concerning Father Mbaka. But I urge you to continue what you are doing because it seems to some people that it is not true. But just wait for a very short period of time. All that is doubting will come to the realization that it is true. Nobody is special regarding what we are pursuing, provided he or she is against Biafra. Just be very careful. I repeat, just be very careful. I know you are, but I just reminded you, don't forget that the enemies are listening. Before you accept to admit our brother for whatever reason, be it to serve or to make an offer, never forget to get, I would rather to let God know that, to let God know about it. We can't afford to make the mistake of our fathers made. The only way I can contribute for now is to pray God about it and to convince as many brothers and sisters as possible. May the Almighty God continue to protect you. Good night.
You see, thank you very much and good night to you as well. There is something wrong with Enugu Station. I want us to go into prayer and fasting for Enugu. There is something wrong with Enugu. I can tell you that. This is not something that we can just wish away. This technology works everywhere else. Why is it not working very well in Enugu? Something must have happened at Enugu in times gone by. That is why I think that Chukwu Abiyama is angry with Enugu. I'm telling you that. some things are happening in here. The same technology is the one in Iguacha, in Port Harcourt, in Olo, in Onisha. Where else do we have it? In Aba? Also in Anioma? Isn't it? The same technology, no difference, the same thing. How come every other one is working very well apart from Enugu? Is that station trying to tell us something? Eh? We'll change it. Did Enugu people sabotage the Biafra before in times gone by? Were Enugu people saboteurs? Is that why our station is not working? Maybe the blood of those they betrayed is crying out. Is that the problem? Why is Enugu station not working? Is it science that is making it not work? Or is it something spiritual? I am surprised. People are complaining, lamenting now. Enugu is not clear. Why is that the case? The same technology, every other place, every relay station is stable, apart from Enugu. Something happened there. No wonder they destroyed our cenotaph. Something is happening inside Enugu. We must find out what it is. Am I not talking about Mehani? Or what I'm behind? Enugu, you are from Enugu. How could you come and confess? We will take confession from Enugu people. How could you remember? Come out and confess openly. Come out and confess. Aura Boma. Iria Bonato. Where are Malite Ije? This is Radio Biafra. Mami Hende Enugu Metra. Nyomam na Chinek. How could you kind of boss ever? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, if you may, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling for an obunita.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, please. I'm commenting. I want to talk about Parambaka. Issue.
Go ahead.
About congratulating Buhari. What I want to say is that whoever is against Biafra struggle, because Biafra is not a human, Biafra is a spirit, and whoever is trying to do any evil against the Biafra, that person should be ready for battle. The next thing I want to say is about the Buhari victim, according to them. I don't think Buhari will stay in that office up to 4 years, because the Biafra is coming very soon, is what I say. Biafra will spoil everything about his tenure. That his tenure will be disastrous. That is what I want to say. I'm calling from Omunika. I'm Chibi Kengosu. That's all I want to say. Thank you, Director. May God bless you and guide your family, protection, and knowledge, and long life and prosperity.
Yes,
thank you, Jaffa. We are in support of our struggle. I thank you, May Chibi Adiyama. Guide all
their
friends and keep us together.
Ise, thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening because that is the right thing to do. That is the right thing to do. We are here to preach this gospel. People don't know who we are. They think that, it is Onye Diotua. So spare them. We don't spare anybody. If you love Biafra, we will love you. If you hate Biafra, we will hate you. Very, very simple. It's as simple as ABC. Ehu Biafra na anya anya ga hoge na anya. Epo Biafra si anya po gasi. As simple as that. The caller on the phone, you are not paying attention, please. You are not paying attention. Walk away from your system when you call us, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Not paying attention, of course. Can they want to send a hatch to Ejan Biafra Nami? or the army of Biafra, I should say. The army of Biafra, not Biafran army. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are calling from.
I'm calling from Onitsha. My name is Chukwuebuka Anne.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I want to thank you for your work that you are doing for Biafra.
Thank you.
I'm thanking all Biafra land, all Biafra fans.
Go ahead. Yeah, he is waiting for his voice to come through. And we say that all the time. If you do that, it takes away from what you're saying and it makes us appear like amateurs. Not very good. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Onyeokike talking on the phone.
Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Nkwerezunaka in Onitsha.
In Onitsha, thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Our director, thank you for everything you are doing, especially in this when you're talking about this Biafra. Well, I also like to give a message that people in Osi and Onchadija are not getting this Biafra FM, because we like to tell them I don't think that they are getting your FM at all.
Which people is this? Which people are these, please?
Onchadija and Osi, they're not getting your FM.
Onchadija are not getting it?
Office. Yes, and Osi.
That all that is going on Tuesday.
I don't think I'm getting your FM.
On Tuesday, all of that is going to change.
Okay, I'm also want to get start in this because I'm coming. I was born and brought up in the north. Maybe precisely, you came down here because of the Boko Haram, the way they were killing prominent and progressive Igbo people in the north. It is unlucky to tell you that most rich Igbo people over there lost their lives. Very, very prominent Igbo people over there. We lost a lot of people over the north, whereby the Boko Haram were like, and the Hausa people were trying to take over there. Any riots that happen, they always look for the Igbo people first to get born and born then. So I would like to like thank you because I schooled with them. I know what they are because they are being cautious from where they are living with their football. Against the people. Imagine in a place where I school, we are not able to even speak our language. Because when you speak your language, it will be like, what is this one talking? Who is talking? Is it an evil person talking? It was like, I even like, why did my parents even come here, even come and stay? It was like something, we are living like an outcast. And we are calling ourselves Nigerians. Imagine if Ojukwu died. A kind of public holiday was passed all over Nigeria, but in my school, I still went to school that day, and it was compulsory that they want to see everybody in school that day. You know, Ojukwu, a great hero that died. And if you talk and open your mouth that, we lost Ojukwu, be like, who is he? If they insulted him, he was, I don't know what to talk about. We were not even free over there. Churches were burnt. Prominent Igbo actor, if you refer to talk about Igbo people we lost over in the war, Boko Haram, we lost a lot. I'm a living witness. I saw bullets flying. I saw a lot of things. So I like I just like what you are doing. And I will tell you that if you say that this kind of situation was being talked to us in the very the way these Muslim people are impacting their own, I don't think that at least we Biafra, because most of we that are even there don't even know the genesis of anything. We don't know anything. We don't even know what is going on. But if I'm telling you that from the little age, all of them know what is going on. They even know that evil people are evil. They know what is Christian army. They know everything. So I would just like this kind of achievement. I will say that I like what they are doing. I like what you're doing, promoting our spirit, making us have this kind of strong spirit to stand that Biafra is really a country for the nation. Director, you shall live long to continue your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear sister. A very young lady at that, speaking first-hand experience from Ugwawosa, where she was chased away with her parents, and they are now in Onitsha. These are the people that idiots are congratulating. This UG supporting evil. That is how you people are. Do you ever ask yourselves why you are so poor? As a black person in this UG, why don't you? Because of your brain, Oburisi. That I was preaching this thing yesterday. The black people, your penchant to tolerate evil is why you are bad, backwards, wretched, and a slave to humanity. Your brain, there's something wrong with it. Somebody did something bad. The stature or the standing of that person is inconsequential. It is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. What matters is, did they do what they said or what they were accused of doing or not? If they are guilty, then they'll be judged harshly. I am not for that type of Biafra. And can never be. I want a Biafra whereby if you hear that Nnamdi Kanu committed any crime, I expect the police or the authorities to arrest me and try me. Do you understand what I'm saying? We want to build a country fit for heaven to come down to. Not a country where people can, oh, leave him, or he's covered by the stupid people. That is why you are poor and wretched. Stupid superstition that you have. You replace the superstition of the gods with the superstition of the men of gods. You people are foolish. Mbaka should retract the statement by tomorrow or he is toast. I repeat, he better take back that useless statement about Buhari tomorrow. He should come out and say, I did not say it. They did not understand what I meant to say. It was published in error. If that news is allowed to stand by tomorrow evening, I will go to work on him because I don't condone evil. In your jaw. That is why you have Ohanaeze. A bunch of old fools. You think I will allow that here? You are insane. I don't give a damn who you are. You go against Biafra, you have gone against God in heaven. Because Biafra represents the truth. Anybody supporting Buhari is an enemy of Biafra. Now and forever, don't give a toss who you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not paying attention. I think there is a cue for us to bring this very program to an end. The time now is 4 minutes past 11 p.m. at night. We have been here since 8. The same way we were in the morning and will be tomorrow morning. I must thank each and every one of you, Resolute Biafra Chika, one name of CHK, Biafra FM, every supporter of this very effort, our brother also from Hong Kong, Chinonso Fonha. These are the heavyweights we have, heavyweights. Because of them, we are making things happen here. Because of them, this army is being fed. We need to feed the army here on the ground. If you don't contribute towards what we are doing, it means you don't want this army to feed. You want us to march on empty stomach, and you want us to go and get bow and arrow to go and face the zoo. It's not possible. It is not proper. We need your funds to be able to equip ourselves for the battle that is to come. Because that battle will come, and we will prevail. Therefore, go and reflect, go and reason. Do you want Biafra in truth and honesty? Call Biafra Ndiokuasi for liars and for deceivers and for cheats. Which type of Biafra do you want? Because for me and my household, we want a Biafra of truthfulness, of openness and transparency. A Biafra that is incorruptible. A Biafra that will be whiter than white and whiter than snow. Not a Biafra which Ndiokuasi. Evil people. If there is no retraction by tomorrow evening, there will be hell to pay. In the end, we win. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. Very slowly, we are revealing children of darkness, wherever they hide. Because in the end, the truth bubbles to the surface. Buhari is not welcome here. Buhari is not welcome here. And can never be. Jonathan won in 2011 and they killed people there. You saw how they are systematically eliminating every prominent Igbo man in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. And you want God to love you. You are dreaming in your dreams. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to have common sense, you come here. If you want to continue to remain a monkey or a baboon, you are at liberty to go to the zoo. For us, we are the children of the Most High, and that is why Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will pray to, because I don't worship idol. Idol, arusi. Statue of Virgin Mary. Arusi ka arusi ka obo. Why? Because Akamere ya, the hand made it. Anything made by hand and you revere it is idolatry, idol worship. Those your machine kind of whatever. You don't know the word of God and you claim you know the word of God. Kneel down before any picture. You are an idol worshiper. You don't understand that, do you? Because perhaps you are not a child of heaven. But we are. From me, from here, this very evening, it is good evening.
We shall always reach.